Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. We are on the verge of yet another partial government shutdown. This time, though, only the Department of Homeland Security will be affected. The Senate failed to agree on a DHS funding package, and that leaves a midnight shutdown deadline in place. The FBI has issued a description of the suspect it's looking for in the Nancy Guthrie case. The BBC's David Willis says images of the man were captured by a porch cam at the missing woman's home.
Based on their assessments today, they have released details about the height and build of the man that they're looking to question in connection with Nancy Guthrie's disappearance. They also released a picture of the backpack, of the kind of backpack that they think this man was carrying. They're saying that they are very, very interested in information, again, from the public, stressing that. They are absolutely convinced that within those leads, within leads from the public, they will be able to solve this case.
The suspect described as having an average build, 5'9 or 5 feet 10 inches tall. The FBI has upped its reward to $100,000. This is expected to face a court challenge, high-profile case considered likely to wind up before the Supreme Court.
President Trump and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin have revoked the 2009 endangerment finding, which is a regulation by the Environmental Protection Agency that combats climate change. And it says that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger human health and the environment.
Correspondent Matthew Daly, the Trump administration says the rule led to a left-wing wish list of costly climate regulations. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red now. The Dow futures are down about 96 points. NASDAQ futures off 3 and the S&P futures 5 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Actually pretty quiet early this morning. We're looking at the Beltway right here at 795 and moving south towards Liberty Road and I-70. No complaints there. The rest of the Beltway, very good. JFX, as you might expect, early is very nice and quiet. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Both the tunnels right now with the lanes open under 5 minutes and beginning to build just a bit on the southbound side. And the BW Parkway gets busy north from Powder Mill Road, starting to fill in south from Arundel Mills Boulevard, but with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Less wind and temperatures a little bit warmer. Definitely warming up on Saturday and then tracking our next weather maker with rain rolling in Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
26 degrees in White Marsh and 26 in Joppatown. It's 6:04 here at the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly crash in Pikesville. The accident happened at around 7:30 Thursday morning on Old Court Road near Hardin Lane. Police say a westbound Nissan Rogue crossed the center line and struck an eastbound Audi Q5. The two occupants from the Nissan were taken to a hospital where the driver was pronounced dead. She's identified as 31-year-old Sydney Jones. The driver of the Audi was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. And no injuries are reported ignited after a Thursday afternoon fire in Baltimore City. The fire broke out in the 1200 block of St. Paul Street shortly before 4:40 p.m., and it was upgraded to 3 alarms due to the heavy response needed to extinguish the blaze. Firefighters were able to bring the fire under control just before 6 p.m. None of the residents were displaced by the fire, and the cause remains under investigation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 461. The pick 4, 7656. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's looking for answers now that Jackson Holliday is out for weeks with the broken hammock bone, and Jordan Westberg now behind schedule recovering from an oblique strain. So yesterday it was Kobe Mayo back at the hot corner taking grounders, one option the Orioles have. Others include a combination of Blaze Alexander, Jeremiah Jackson, and Luis Vasquez. And speaking of Alexander, the trade Mike Elias engineered to get him from Arizona makes more sense now, although at a price. Kate Stroud does hurt somewhat. O's GM Mike Elias still likes his bullpen, though.
Yeah, I think it's a good group as well. I mean, Ryan Helsley is going to be a big addition at the back end of the pen. We've got veteran guys in setup roles. We've got young guys, some of whom have options, that showed us some intriguing things last year. And you know,
meanwhile, Pete Alonso, although he's not there because he has to be, extremely impressive, an early arriver to Sarasota, laying the wood to a Tyler Wells fastball, clearing the fence in left center field. Sounds of spring. Coming up in 30 minutes, a fast start for the U.S. hockey team. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, the 13th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey coming up in the program in this hour. Mayor Scott is dragging his feet on the Monzi documents for the Inspector General. And we'll tell you what they spent $600,000 of ARPA funds on. You may be shocked or not. The border guru, Tom Holman, halting the ICE surge in Minnesota. We'll take you there. But our top story here today, being plagued by a number of persistent issues, the Social Services Administration, which is under the Department of Human Services, And you remember some of them, including they weren't doing proper background checks and vetting when they were taking foster children and placing them in homes. Some of those foster children actually went into the homes of child predators and pedophiles, believe it or not. That is just horrific on so many different levels. There is the 16-year-old Kanaya Ward with a history of mental issues that was placed in a hotel. And the caretaker she was placed with worked like an overtime shift and had to leave. And, of course, they didn't have anybody there with her. And she then allegedly committed suicide by taking an overdose of Benadryl, if you believe that or not. And then, of course, the other one was 144 foster children were basically stranded in limbo in hospitals because they had no places to place them. So finally, a hearing yesterday, a House Judiciary and Appropriations Committee briefing, where they were called on the carpet, so to speak, and the one of the legislative auditors from the Office of Legislative Audits, Brian Tannen, and others, in exchange with Delegate Malcolm Ruff on just what's going on at the Social Services Administration.
I think cost is one small factor. I think ultimately what we're dealing with here is lives. And we're not dealing with, you know, each one of these is a story, as Mike presented. We're dealing with the most troubled youths in the state. So, you know, cost obviously is significant, but and that's why we talk about the response time to this and going three audits in a row and oversight. Money is important. Obviously, the state can't afford to have any of the litigation that you just referenced. I think, but more importantly, every day that goes by is a day that one of these children may not be getting the services that they need. To put a price tag on what the impact would be, I think we'd just be looking at one aspect of the potential impact of the findings.
I absolutely agree with you on that. You know, we're dealing with people's lives here, and we're also dealing with a budget, and that's why we're here, that everyone in the state of Maryland pours into, which would then be subject to the potential exposure that's created here.
When you're dealing with children, when you're dealing with foster care children and people that have mental issues or maybe substance abuse, I mean, cost should not be a factor. You mean to tell me that you can't find money somewhere within this bloated budget in the state of Maryland, which you can probably take an axe to right now and carve out some from future savings to make sure that we take care of the children that have been abandoned, that have been left by themselves, or who are struggling with substance abuse, or homeless, whatever the case may be. If we can't take care of our children as in the state of Maryland, then we've got bigger problems than I ever thought. And Secretary Lopez, who has had a embattled time as the secretary of the DHS, well, he didn't show yesterday, and that you know, one delegate was a little bit perturbed at that.
Where is the secretary today?
The secretary is out due to illness today.
After appearing in front of us yesterday. Okay, thank you, Madam.
So, Mr. Secretary, who's not here again, I'm disappointed. But my disappointment may have to move into policy. But do we really need it? Because the agency is lacking to move. I don't know. But there seems to be a lack of urgency, I'll say again.
You hit it right on the head. There is a lack of urgency. There's a lack of specific attention to detail. Now, I understand people get sick, so I'm not going to hold it against Secretary Lopez because he was sick and couldn't make the hearing. But I think it's important enough that the secretary show up and be there. Say what you want about Vinnie Schiraldi. He showed up at all the hearings. They should have postponed the hearing until the secretary could attend because he's the one. The buck stops at his desk. And that's where I just think it's amazing. They don't care. There is a lack of urgency. This is not high up on the priority ladder for specifically Democrats and some others in the state. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Once again, here he is, Lugnuts Johnson. Good morning.
Morning. Just had a look through Annapolis, and everything is good. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound at the Bay Bridge, and then that area from Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge, Road Boulevard over to I-97. All the lanes are open. Don't see any early problems on the BW Parkway, just the normal delays, as we mentioned at the top. that coming south of Rundle Mills and then coming northbound from Powder Mill Road. All the lanes are open. Capitol Beltway still in the green with all the data, even on the outer loop towards Georgia Avenue. And then that trip around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We don't see any problems there. Traffic coming into the Beltway on the interstates. The big roadways are clear. 95, 83, 795, 70, and coming north on I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather. Almost choked. Traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
I don't know what's going on here this morning. We have 6:05, and then we have Chuck and Chuck. Wow.
That was right by me.
It's Friday the 13th.
Most definitely.
Right now, I forgot about that.
By the way, Maggie, right now it's 6:15.
Yeah, I don't do the news till 6:30.
You'll be glad when it gets out of the 6 o'clock hour.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We all make mistakes, folks. It's live radio. We have got a chilly start to the day. Slightly warming up this afternoon. Partly sunny and a high near 40 tomorrow. Warmer chance for rain on Sunday. 50s on the way for next week. How about that? Let's celebrate.
Shorts.
We are having a tough time getting out of the 20s right now.
Somebody said yesterday it was going to snow on Sunday. They did away with that?
And they did away with
it. Oh, please let them do away with that.
I mean, there's a chance, a slight chance, but it looks like when it starts, when the temperature is lower, then you might get a little mixture. But it's,
please don't let that happen.
No. 25 right now in Millersville, and it is 24 in Pasadena. Time for some one-liner news. After crashing on her last run, Olympic skier Breezy Johnson got engaged when her boyfriend proposed at the finish line. How about that?
How sweet.
That's one way
to, by the way.
One way to get the gold at the Olympics, right?
Right.
Well, real gold.
Yeah. Chuck considered doing that, but, because he said after you get married, it's all downhill from there.
Downhill? That's a...
Wow. KISS member Gene Simmons has once again stated he does not believe hip-hop artists belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I agree with him.
So do I.
Yeah. So now he's going to join forces with Kid Rock, and they'll have an alternative Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, just like they did for the Super Bowl. You know, maybe they should have a Stolen Riffs Hall of Fame.
Oh, that would be major, because that's all it is now. Between that and movie remakes, stop. Yeah. Be original.
Polling firm Gallup announced they will no longer track presidential approval ratings. Gallup has been conducting the poll for nearly 90 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Former President Biden 100% happy with that decision.
I'll bet.
Some Republicans in Congress are claiming that Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show was illegal, and they're urging the FCC to investigate. The congressman claimed the halftime show contained language that was indecent, and that language was Spanish, apparently.
How could you tell?
Yeah. You couldn't, and that was the reason.
You couldn't.
Yeah. And even we heard from Spanish speakers saying that he was using some kind of Spanish dialect that, there's different dialects in every country, but he was using some, taking great creative license with some of the words.
Right.
The Great American Race is this Sunday, Daytona 500.
Yep.
Which means the Bad Bunny won't be performing, right?
No, I don't think so.
It's all about
Wallace might be.
Exactly. And today, of course, is a Friday the 13th. And just the day before Valentine's Day. It's also Galentine's Day. You know what Galentine's Day is?
My daughter knows.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
it's a ladies' day. The ladies go without the men and celebrate.
I
don't know.
Being a girl.
Just being.
They go without the men.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, if you wait about an hour, it'll be okay to walk in on them.
They'll
be all liquored up.
An hour?
What's going on.
Yeah, I guess an hour.
Absolutely. Any superstitions on Friday the 13th? Some people say black cat, walk in front of you, or don't walk under a ladder, or...
Don't spill the...
Do you have any superstitions?
Salt. Not really.
No.
I don't give a rat's.
No? So you don't really care, no matter what
not
happens.
Really.
Chuck, you have any superstitions?
None.
Yeah. I have just one, and that is before I start every radio show, I have a little Buddha statue of Chuck in my office.
And you rub its
and
belly.
And I rub
for
its
good
little
luck.
Belly for good luck.
I knew I felt something.
I should leave you two alone. Look,
so
I understand.
Here's what's going to happen. Somehow, my superpowers, I'll turn that around and you can rub my.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, thank you, sir.
You brought it up.
I'm terrified and nauseous.
Here's a big difference between a belly and, a behind. As they say.
No kidding.
Yeah.
One has a hole, one has a crack.
Well, in your case, right. One's vertical, the other one's horizontal.
It's smiling at you.
I think we're off to a bad start.
That's a nice conversation. Somebody just woke up and says, they're talking about holes and cracks.
Yeah, we're talking about the city again. All right.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All right,
Chuck.
It's wintertime.
See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 620, 410, 922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about, again, I understand the secretary was not feeling well. You postpone the hearing, and there's plenty of time to hold these hearings another day. I understand you can call up early in the morning and just tell everybody that's involved that we're off today. We'll postpone. We'll reschedule. It happens. Don't tell me they've never postponed or rescheduled a hearing in Annapolis, and that's what they should have done. But Secretary Lopez has been embattled on so many fronts. Repeated audit findings that were embarrassing to and the governor. Well, you know, after finally saying that was enough of Vinnie Schiraldi, he then, you know, apparently is still sticking behind Secretary Lopez for some odd reason.
He was also at the State of the State taking selfies.
Was
in the
he
crowd.
Really?
I saw those on Facebook yesterday before I knew he didn't show up to this hearing yesterday and was sick. So, again, sickness can come quickly, of course, and overnight. But even then, before I knew he skipped this hearing, I thought, how can you have nerve when innocent children have died on your watch to be taking selfies with a goofy smile at the State of the State?
Yeah, also at the DUI as well as part of it. And maybe there was too much celebrating after the State of the State.
Maybe
it's not a stomach bug. Maybe it's a hangover. I don't know.
So have some decency.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Thanks, Kristen. 620. Town Appliance Mayor and Mayor are two mayors that run the best appliance store in the area. They have over 70 different brands on display for all different kinds of budgets. And, you know, from a cafe to all the way up to Sub-Zero, they've got the Frigidaire, they've got, you know, the Whirlpools and the LGs, everything. You just name it. Whether it's a single appliance or whether you're looking to upgrade your entire kitchen, they've got it all. The Town Appliance, and they've got five-star service, competitive pricing, and their goal is they want you to be a customer for life. So, and they prove it each and every day. So check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Marty says, that's a lot of rubbing if you turn Chuck around. Yeah, it might take a while. It's like, you know, turning a cruise ship around. It takes a little while for that to rotate, if you know what I mean. 623, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Buddha Johnson.
Just the fact that he even thought about it shows you what kind of prevert he is. And if you're going to turn around something like that, you might need a tug.
You might, or two.
A tug or two.
That's right.
Yes. Very nice sunrise on the Bay Bridge right now if you're going east. Beautiful. So that looks really nice. There's a report of a minor wreck. Apparently it's on the ramp from eastbound 50 coming off the Severn River Bridge, the ramp that would take you to Ritchie Highway on that ramp, but on the shoulder of that ramp. So just a heads up, as you come off of 50 eastbound, there may be some flashing lights right there. In the meantime, the Beltway, even on the west side, not bad early. Liberty Road through I-70, still clear, and we're still under 5 minutes. Very nice right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start to the day, and then we start to warm up a little bit later on this afternoon. A mixture of sun and clouds, and high near 40. Tomorrow will be warmer. Highs near 50. Chance for rain on Sunday, and 50 is on the way for next week. Right now, 25 in the city and 26 in Severn at 624. We're talking about the Department of Human Services, the Social Services Administration, which is embattled after repeated audits. This really should be almost torn down and start over from scratch. According to the presentation yesterday, there were 3,775 children in out-of-home placements in Maryland as of this week. There are 7 children experiencing hospital overstays, and right now none in hotels. Lawmakers were drilling down on the hotel placements. By last November, DHS had ordered all children out of hotels and into a licensed placement. That policy shift came after the death of 16-year-old Kanaya Ward. And Delegate Nino Mangione was asking some very pertinent questions to the panel about Kanaya Ward.
After the fact, obviously, we're all sympathetic in the fact that it was a tragedy. But after the fact, when we've known about this for years, and you take immediate actions, to me says the immediate actions could have and should have been taken before this. Well, if we were able to do it after the fact, find options or implement something where she's immediately supposed to be placed into a certain facility that can handle her needs, it seems to me that it's a real issue that it wasn't done beforehand with somebody with documented history of mental health and suicidal attempts and so on.
Our colleagues have conducted that after-action report. Hindsight is clearly always better. We have taken steps to end placements with that one-to-one provider. And at the end of the day, all we can do is try to correct the mistakes that we've made and do better.
Yeah, I think you focus on doing better. The focus should be on before something bad happens, not after. And Nina went on to ask, how does someone like that with these issues of suicidal ideation, self-harm, et cetera, how do they end up in a hotel with an individual who then apparently on a 50 hours worth of shift work? 50-hour shift. I mean, that's 2 days working. I mean, that's just, and so again, you need better third parties, you need better contractors, better vendors, and better vetting of these vendors as well. Delegate Mike Griffith, he's got a bill before the assembly right now called Kanaya's Law, and he said, look, we got to make sure this never happens again.
The fact that we even have to have a law to put these simple procedures in place, simple accountability, and simple safety measures that every Marylander expected DHS to have in place and didn't. So this is proven we can't take simple things for granted like background checks, not putting children with sexual predators, not putting kids that are wards of the state into homeless shelters. It's unbelievable we have to do this, but we got to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, we certainly hope that it doesn't, but it's Maryland, and it's Democrats who run it, and there is no opposition party for to speak of. I'm saying let's lower our expectations. It's so sad. Glenn is on the Eastern Shore. Easton, good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. So Friday the 13th, the only thing you have to worry about today is if you're a Knight member of the Knights Templar. That's the day the Pope had all of the Knights Templar taken out, and that's the stigma that Friday the 13th gets.
Wow.
So if you trip and fall down today and you think you're unlucky, no, you're just a klutz. It has nothing to do with being unlucky. It's just that's the history of Friday the 13th. The Pope took out the Knights Templar.
So all this fear is just, you tell the movie industry that because they make a lot of money on scary movies.
I know. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And now there's
bad luck today.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Fall. Appreciate it. And now there's a new chapter of Scream. I saw a trailer for that. Wasn't it during the Super Bowl, I thought, with Neve Campbell. So, yeah, there was a... this is Scream 7? It could it be the 7th Scream movie?
I was okay
movie?
With 1 and 2, but yeah. It got a little ridiculous after that.
Yeah, 1 I thought was good.
It was.
And 2 was...
It was scary.
Same for Friday the 13th, but, I have the 12th episode
scared me to death.
Of
I'm
Friday
about...
the 13th.
Wow.
And of course, then you had Halloween with Michael Myers.
Yeah, he had
Jason wore the hockey mask, and Michael wore
he was a hockey fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
He was. especially after yesterday's big win over Latvia. Tim Kyle Electric is here. Speaking of big wins, they'll come out and make sure that your heat system, your heat pump, your forced air furnace, whatever ways or methods you use to heat your home, that it's operating properly. Already we know the cost of gas, the cost of electricity, the cost of oil, all of that. Actually, oil's down now, but again, it's you know, make sure that whatever you're using to heat your home is going to be operating efficiently and not costing you exorbitantly. And that's where Tim Kyle comes in. They'll come out, they do a maintenance check on your system. They'll make sure the air filters have changed and all the switches and things are operating properly. And you want to make sure you do that, because I found out last year the hard way on my first $600 bill that I had a problem. And they actually, it's now fixed, thank goodness. And now my bills are much lower, thank goodness. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Make sure you tell him I told you to call. Coming up next, Tom Holman with some thaw and order. The surge of ice is ending in Minnesota. We'll explain. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Good morning. Thanks. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly crash in Pikesville. The accident happened at around 7:30 Thursday morning on Old Court Road near Hardin Lane. Police say a westbound Nissan Rogue crossed the center line and struck an eastbound Audi Q5. The two occupants from the Nissan were taken to a hospital where the driver was pronounced dead. She is identified as 31-year-old Sydney Jones. The driver of the Audi was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. No injuries are reported after a Thursday afternoon fire in Baltimore City. The fire broke out in the 1200 block of St. Paul Street shortly before 4:40, and it was upgraded to 3 alarms due to the heavy response needed to extinguish the blaze. Firefighters were able to bring the fire under control just before 6 p.m. None of the residents were displaced by the fire, and the cause remains under investigation. And Fox 45 reports that jury selection has begun for one of the two defendants charged in a fatal mass shooting involving Edmondson Westside High School students back in January 2023. Deonta Dorsey, 16, and four of his classmates were shot while off campus during the school lunch hour. And in other news, Fox says 1 month into session, lawmakers have spent a significant amount of time debating redistricting and immigration-related bills. And R&B singer Maya and hip-hop star 2 Chainz will be headlining events during the CIAA basketball tournament in Baltimore. The CIAA women's and men's tournaments brings teams from historically black colleges and universities to Charm City to play at CFG Bank Arena. This year's event runs from February 24th through the 28th. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
6:31 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895, just a few brake lights after O'Donnell Street, but really nothing major looking at the tunnel. And all the lanes are open there. The two lanes southbound, 895, we can see the Fort McHenry Tunnel right next door. And all four lanes are moving southbound there. No problems right now for the traffic northbound through that area. And then the interchange downtown at Camden Yards, lanes are open there. The ramp traffic is all clear at 95 Russell Street, and the ramps at 395 and 295 eventually going down to the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Less wind and temperatures a little bit warmer. Definitely warming up on Saturday and then tracking our next weather maker with rain rolling in Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Baltimore Sun reporting this morning that Orioles owner and private equity billionaire David Rubenstein met with Jeffrey Epstein in November of 2012, 4 years after Epstein had pled guilty to soliciting prostitution from a minor. This according to documents recently released by the Department of Justice. Rubenstein's name appears at least 200 times in the files, though most of the references are between Epstein and his associates. One exchange in July of 12 features Epstein sending an image of a female in a bathing suit to a former advisor to Bill Gates with the message for David Rubenstein. Chris Ullman, a spokesman for Rubenstein, told The Sun that the meeting was the only one between the Carlyle Group founder and Epstein. The spokesman also said Rubenstein never did receive the email and never saw the photo. Meanwhile, with the full squad not required to report until Monday the 16th, a bevy of birds have already flown south for the spring, among them outfielder Tyler O'Neill, the right-hand slugger, one of the most disappointing birds from a year ago.
I don't think there's any hiding that last year was a big disappointment for me. I don't feel like that's a representation of me, you know, my skill set and the quality of player that I am and what I can bring to this ball club.
O'Neill limited to just 54 games last year, saw only 181 at-bats, 9 homers, 26 driven in. With the Ravens coaching staff now pretty much set, attention now among Baltimore football fans turns to the roster. Who will be on it and who won't? Some expensive Ravens could be on the chopping block, such as cornerback Marlon Humphrey, who will count over $26 million against the cap at his present contract. Ravens football analyst and former Super Bowl champion Kadri Ismail don't count him as a big fan.
Every time I think he's like, oh yeah, I figured it out, oh, I changed this, I mean, it's the same old, same old. So what are we doing? You know, like, Who's out there that can be better?
I think a lot of Ravens fans feel the exact same way. U.S. Olympic hockey yesterday, the Americans getting off to a fast start against Latvia.
There's Matthew Tkachuk, the brother Brady.
Kenny Albert with the call on NBC. Matt to Brady made it 1-0 in the first, and the U.S. would go on to score the final 4 goals in a 5-1 romp over Latvia and earlier Canada, a 5-0 shutout of the Czech Republic. And finally, a pillar of Maryland's horse racing industry has passed away. King Leatherberry, whose career began in 1959 and concluded in 2023, passed away from natural causes at his home in Mitchellville, Maryland. Leatherberry piled up 6,508 victories, ranking him fifth all-time and nearly $65 million in purse earnings, and went an incredible 63 straight years with at least one win. King Leatherberry passes away at the age of 92. The time now is 6:37 when we return famous athletes who wore the number 13.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
You know, when you look through the sports annals, there are quite a few athletes, actually, who wore the number 13.
I would think they wouldn't, because on superstition, because a lot of hotels skip over the 13th floor.
In fact, most do.
Most do.
But I've narrowed it down to 6 athletes who wore the number 13. We're going to go 6-1, okay? Don Maynard. The former New York Jet receiver, of course, Super Bowl III champion, much to the chagrin of Baltimore. Kurt Warner, the quarterback, Super Bowl champion. Steve Nash, guard for the Utah Jazz. Alex Rodriguez wore number 13. Dan Marino, of course.
Right.
And then the number one athlete, the most famous athlete to wear number 13, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Wow. I forgot that he wore 13.
Yes, he wore 13. So those were not...
Because he was very lucky.
Very lucky. He was extremely lucky.
Extremely lucky.
In on and off the court.
I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
Not sports related.
Oh, no.
And this is something I'm sure you can shed some light on.
Well, how am I supposed to know if it's not sports related?
Because, well, it's somewhat sports related.
Okay.
So you just did the Rubenstein
So, again, is it Rubenstein, and you said Epstein, and then some people are saying Rubenstein, Epstein.
No, it's Rubenstein.
How do you know?
David Rubenstein.
Because it looks, when you say Stein, like you do Stein on sports, mm-hmm. Stein looks like Stein. It's pronounced Stein.
Yeah.
But there are some who pronounce it Steen.
Yeah.
How do you know? Is there a proper...
Yeah, nobody pronounces it Steen.
Yeah. Nobody does.
Well, when it's S-T-E-I-N only,
yes.
It's not Steen.
It's Stein.
It's Stein.
It should be Stein. Right. So right. It should be Rubenstein and Epstein.
Right. So the answer is you don't know.
Yeah.
The answer is there's really no answer.
Oh, at least it's not pronouns. Okay?
This is not something you can put into AI.
Then there's Bruce Springsteen, but right. That's two E's.
Two E's, right. Well,
two
that's
E's, if you please.
That's always going to be Steen.
Exactly.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah, there is no answer, Sean.
Thank
Why
you.
Do you, how do you even come up with this?
I just, these things come across my head.
You wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm going to ask that guy
this.
I'm
going to get Steen on sports. Not quite the same ring,
it
does
doesn't
it?
Ring, no. All it right. Doesn't.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on KC and Company. Well, the border guru, Tom Holman, who was sent to clean up a mess in Minnesota in Little Mogadishu after Greg Bevito was relieved of command in Little Mogadishu, and he went on to go back to the border. And, of course, Kristi Noem was a little bit of hot water. That's the media. I think President Trump is very happy with Kristi Noem securing the border. And, of course, Tom Holman was sent in to clean things up, and he has done that. And he announced yesterday that Operation Metro Surge in Minnesota is coming to a halt.
With that, in success that has been made arresting public safety threats and other priorities since this surge operation began, as well as the unprecedented levels of coordination we have obtained from state officials and local law enforcement, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude. A significant drawdown has already been underway this week and will continue through the next week. We have a lot of work to do across this country to remove public safety risk who shouldn't even be in this country, and to deliver on President Trump's promise for strong border security and mass deportation. Law enforcement officers drawn down from this surge operation will either return to the duty station or be assigned elsewhere to achieve just that.
Operation Metro Surge began December 1st. At one point, there were about 3,000 federal immigration agents in the Little Mogadishu area. And the reason why, and this being characterized by the left and, you know, some of the uniparty members on the in the Republican Party, that this is basically a, you know, a saving face move. But Holman says no. Actually, the Tampon Tim, Small Fry, and Keith Ellison, who was on the Hill yesterday getting grilled, they actually came to their senses and started cooperating with handing over the criminals in jails.
We now have the ability to arrest criminal aliens in the safety and security of jails throughout the state at the time they're being released, like we've done in other states. I've also directed the strategic placement of officers in certain areas throughout the states that can respond quickly to sheriffs that want to release somebody and notify us. We need to be nearby so they don't hold them unnecessarily. So we worked on a strategic plan to reassign officers in those key locations. Arresting a public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail is safer for the alien, it's safer for the officer, and safer for the community. I think we all can agree on that. It requires less resources for at-large operations. It just makes sense. I'll say it again, as I've said many times, we are not asking local law enforcement to act as immigration officers. I don't want them to be immigration officers. We're the immigration officers. We just want them to be cops. We're asking law enforcement to coordinate with other law enforcement to help keep public safety risk out of the communities.
Yeah, and the way you do that is the way it's being done now. And I'll hear more from Tom Holman in just a second, because the allegation now, they call President Trump Taco. Trump always chickens out. That's what that acronym stands for. And this is not being Taco. This is not backing down. We'll hear from Holman in just a second. 6:43, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The west side outer loop is filled in just a bit as we're heading south, eventually down to the ramp at Route 40, which we're looking at right here. But the pace is still good. Liberty Road, 795, and coming down through this area. Eventually, with the clear skies, and I mean really clear this morning, we're going to have problems with the sun glare and the snow reflection. So in the next 45 minutes to an hour, that'll be a factor for the traffic that is traveling south and eastbound through the area. Lanes have been open on the JFX. No issues there. We're heading back right now with the camera shot going down to both the harbor tunnels. 895 looks good at the Urban Avenue ramp, and we're still okay going into both the tunnels southbound. Two lanes at 895. All four lanes are open southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day. Afternoon will feel slightly warmer and be partly sunny. 40 chance for some rain on Sunday. Tomorrow's actually going to be nice. 50. And all next week, we're going to be in the 50s. Right now, it's 28 in Ocean City, and it's 22 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Budabo Johnson.
You know what, real classes, when you're alone, you fart. You say, excuse me.
Krispy Kreme is giving away 13,000 dozen donuts for Friday the 13th. How about that?
Wow.
All right, so that's a good deal. Again, it'll be in the form of a coupon that you can redeem with any purchase over 13 days beginning Sunday the 15th. Hmm. All right, so lucky in love. This Friday, they say the 13th, we're giving away 13,000 original glazed dozen donuts coupons. So check that out on their website. Hershey's, I understand, also giving away 13,000 kisses today. And on our Friday the 13th. Nice. Almost as many as Chuck had in his career.
Yeah.
He did a lot they did a lot of kissing. Up, as they say.
Nice. I started with John Columbus. I learned out of your book.
Yes, you did. Now, Pulaski, Virginia.
Don't hunt.
That's right.
I said, what does that mean?
Hey, great news for our military. Now they're looking at, chow halls of the future. Mm-hmm. Beer and wine now may be part of the menu at some of the chow halls. But it'll be up to the installation senior commanders. Lieutenant General Chris Mohan of the Army Material Command saying, senior commanders own the stick on this one. It's up to each individual commander whether they want to offer beer and wine at their chow hall. How about that?
Right. They deserve.
It's about time.
Yeah.
You can blow off some steam instead of making that moonshine in the barracks.
Yeah.
It's some really good moonshine, too. Wendy's wants in on the snack wrap convo. They've got new the cheesy bacon cheeseburger wrap and the chicken tenders ranch wrap. Instead of the bun, you get the wrap. Less carbs.
Less carby, yeah.
Sprite is turning NBA teams into collectible cans ahead of the All-Star weekend. The Lemon Lime Soda brand announcing the launch of its new co-branded limited edition cans featuring select 17 NBA teams and unrivaled players as well. So there they are. Well, Washington Wizards are included in that, but apparently they can't get off their can to compete on a regular basis. They're pretty bad, but they stink. They're El Stinko. So as good as the Caps can
like
be,
that for a long time
it has been. I mean, you know, their last championship was 1978. If I'm not mistaken,
I was going to say it's way back.
Yeah. Oh my God! I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, that's a long. That was their last, maybe only world
did
championship.
Did Michael Jordan play for them?
He did.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, just for a brief period of time.
Right.
And as he was getting ready to exit stage left.
Right.
A lot of folks. Wes Unseld was one of my favorites, though. Remember, they were here in Baltimore. They were the Bullets.
Right.
Yeah, and there was Gus.
I had a fifth grade teacher who was a Bullet.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
What was his name?
His last name was Pugh, P-U-G-H.
P-U-G-H, Pugh. I think I remember him.
Walter, I think.
Yeah.
But we thought it was the
coolest. Only you would
thing.
Have a teacher named Pugh.
Yes.
He was cool. He was awesome.
I had a teacher who was a Bullet. He was very high caliber.
He used to round everybody up.
There you go.
Stand up.
That's right.
Assume the position.
Oh, dear. Oh,
all right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Tom Holman, the allegations of President Trump is backing down, that they're trying to save face. And he says that is just not the case.
For those that say we are backing down from immigration enforcement or the promise of mass deportations, you are simply wrong. Look at the data. Record number of arrests and deportations under President Trump's first year. And we'll continue that effort. Prioritizing public safety threats and national security threats doesn't mean we forget about everybody else. We will take action on everybody else. That's just a stone cold fact.
Yeah, it is a stone cold fact, and more on ICE, and they think they've discovered the network now. Yesterday was a hearing on Capitol Hill that is funding the anti-ICE activists, the protesters, the agitators, if you will. Cardi B was caught in concert the other day. She was making violent threats against ICE agents. This was at a concert just the other night.
If ICE come in here, we're going to jump their asses. Bitch, I got some
bear mace
in the back.
So Cardi B decided to run her nasty mouth at a recent concert. Has now received a stinging response out as well. As she called out Mexican Guatemalan fans in the crowd, telling the audience to jump their asses if ICE agents show up at the concert. She said, I've got some bear mace in the back. They ain't taking my fans, biatch. The crowd erupted in cheers, as you just heard, after this foul-mouthed garbage. And really, nobody should be surprised. Cardi B, outspoken Trump hater and devoted Kamala supporter during the last presidential election. But, again, back in 2019, people are pointing to an Instagram live video emerging showing Cardi B bragging about how she would beat, rob, and drug men during her time as a stripper. She later defended herself after receiving severe backlash, claiming, I did what I had to do to survive. Okay. Really? You had to strip to survive? You could go out and get a decent job like anybody else? All right. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and the best of Casey and Company out there, of course, for everyone to check out each and every day on our Facebook, Rumble, and, of course, the WCBM.com. I should put it on our website as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, looks like we're headed for another shutdown tonight. And we'll take a look at the mayor, Monzi, and the ARPA funds that were spent on Artscape. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Now here is the Mangy Only Minute.
This week in Annapolis, Democrats chose their priorities, power, politics, and illegal aliens. First, the Democrats redistricted to eliminate our only Republican in Congress. And Governor Westmore called it, quote, fairness. Well, that's a lie, Governor. It's a blatant power grab to give Democrats every congressional seat in Maryland and to boost your presidential ambitions. Then they voted to end 287G, the program that lets local police work with ICE to remove illegal alien criminals. Think about that and ask, have Democrats ever stood with the families of murder victims like Kayla Hamilton or Dakara Thompson? Have Democrats ever said a word about the violence and destruction caused by illegal aliens in Maryland? No. Instead of fighting sky-high BG&E bills or crushing taxes and rising crime, Democrats chose to protect illegal aliens and play political games.
Listen for the Mangy O'Nee Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Rocky Mountain Way. That's Joe Walsh currently playing with the Eagles. I understand. I heard Don Henley say the other day this might be the final year for the Eagles to perform live. They've had that residency out of the Sphere in Las Vegas, and he just did an interview. I heard him the other day say this might be it. He didn't close the lid completely, but he said, it's been a long time. We think they've been performing since the early 70s. So you're looking at over 50 years of excellence and one of the best-selling musical groups of all time, and they're still out there performing. Unfortunately, Glenn Frey has passed away, and some of the other guys are no longer with him, Don Felder. But it's always always great to hear the Eagles in concert. All right, 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, we've got the king of all traffic, Buddha Johnson.
I just told Kristen, that's a good ride around
song. Yeah, it is. Great cruising song. You remember his first group was the James Gang?
That's right.
Yeah, they did. They did a song, one of my favorites, "Walk Away."
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I like all his stuff. He's a great pick, as they say.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist.
The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Minor wreck on the shoulder. I thought there would be a backup here. I'm looking at the camera between 95 and New Hampshire Avenue on the Capitol Beltway, and they're just blowing right up the hill with no problem at all. So if it's there, it's on the shoulder. Not a big deal right now. 95 at the Capitol Beltway, still good. Parkway looks good. Southbound through Arundel Mills down to Route 32. We've had a look northbound on the Parkway coming up from Powder Mill Road, and you will find all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, and then things start to warm up. It'll be partly sunny today. Highs near 40, mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow. It'll be warmer, near 50. Chance of rain on Sunday next week. We're back into the 50s and usually around President's Day is usually one of those, that's when we usually get hit with the storms. But hopefully, we did, I think, get hit in March once in a blizzard, but that's rare. So let's just keep our fingers crossed, okay? I don't want to jinx anything. Right now, Pikesville's 22 degrees. Ellicott City is clear and 24 degrees. Still to come here on the program coming up in the next hour. The president continues to implement the American system. We've got some incredible combination of stories that you're going to want to hear. Also, Governor Moore in a, they call it the Lemon Drop. That's the Don Lemon podcast, implying that President Trump is a racist. But you know that the city of Baltimore received $641 million in ARPA funds. That's the American Recovery, I think, Protection Act or whatever it was called. Anyway, this was to help cities and states recover from COVID, economic losses, infrastructure, health issues. And we now find out, due to the Office of Inspector General, Isabel Cumming, the city used more than $500,000, almost $600,000, to pay music artists at Artscape 2025.
Were the citizens aware that that much money had been spent on talent? No. And that's the complaint that I received.
So she gets a complaint. The city used, again, $516,000. For a music artist, another $250,000 went to one headlining performer, $125,000 to another. Spending exceeded the approved $300,000 performance talent budget and $40,000 booking fee budget. A total of $583,000 in ARPA funds was reallocated without required approval from the chief recovery officer for the Board of Estimates. And, of course, that's not what the funds were intended for.
The ARPA funds were meant to help the city, with infrastructure or that type of thing.
Now, we all know, and this is just tip of the iceberg stuff, this is the reason why I think Mayor Scott is desperately trying to hang on to the Monzi records. Okay, fighting tooth and nail, trying to come up with some excuse that A.G. Brown, we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show, but now A.G. Brown has clarified and said, no, that was just a legal opinion. That wasn't anything based in statute or based in fact. But Cumming says that she has found that these funds were indeed misspent.
The question is that the way the citizens of Baltimore want their money spent? $600,000 could have been used for a lot of different things in the city of Baltimore.
A city hall said, look, Artscape had an $8.8 million impact on the city and wrote that ARPA funds were deployed in accordance with federal guidelines. The festival was executed responsibly during a period of significant structural transition, and governance reforms are already underway to improve our processes moving forward. All right, that's just spin and government gobbledygook as far as that goes. But the real questions here are, look, if the citizens are okay with that, if they love Artscape and they love the performers, and again, there's that $600,000 wasn't needed anywhere else, then maybe they'd be okay with it. But the problem is they didn't know.
They can justify it any way they wish, but were the citizens aware that that much money had been spent on talent? No.
Yeah, and you also wonder about other things that may have been spent, like alcohol, things that may not. But apparently the city said alcohol was not paid for with ARPA funds, and that sponsorships covered cost, the bar cost at a VIP reception. How much was that reception? I'm going to look into that. It was $27,000 for a VIP, the mayor. So, you know how this works. The mayor gets to, grease his donors and his voters, okay, using our tax dollars, right? Using our tax dollars that were meant for COVID relief, Mayor Scott, when he's not buying his $163,000 armored-up SUV, is entertaining all the his buddies and his donors and his Goombas at the Artscape reception to the tune of almost $30,000. I'm sure there might be some homeless people or others in need of substance abuse treatment, or there might be a better use of the $600,000 other than entertainment and the mayor's reception. So I'd like to know your thoughts on that, and you can certainly let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I do think that that's the reason why he's fighting tooth and nail to make sure that whatever documents that Isabel Cumming is looking for on Monzi, that's the Mayor's Office on Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, that's the Sidestep program, that's the Safe Streets program. If he is blatantly in your face throwing this kind of money that were federal tax dollars from ARPA on things it shouldn't have been spent on, imagine what he is spending on when we can't see it, when we don't know anything about it. So I don't think that bodes well there. So we'll see what happens. All right, coming up next, the president continues to implement the American system. Big stories that happened this week that you need to know about. We got our MAGA update, and Governor Moore implying that President Trump is a racist on the Don Lemon podcast. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He's 5'9 or 5'10, average build. The FBI's newly released description of the suspect in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. The suspect is seen in video recorded by a front porch camera at the missing woman's home. Ann Adams lives next door to Nancy Guthrie's daughter, Annie. Adams says that she spoke with FBI agents who wanted to look around her property.
They were just asking some general questions, wondering if there was anything, any information we could shed on the Nancy Guthrie issue. Wanted to look around the property and asked about cameras.
The FBI has increased its reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction to $100,000. SpaceX has launched a crew of four headed to the International Space Station, a couple of Americans, a French astronaut, and a Russian. They'll spend 8 months on the orbiting outpost. Replacements for the astronauts involved in NASA's first medical evacuation last month. Deadly gunfire at a South Carolina university.
Two people are dead and one wounded after a shooting in South Carolina State University residential complex in Orangeburg. The university says it has not confirmed the victims' identities or the condition of the person who was wounded. The school was put on lockdown for at least 4 hours. Investigators were on site and law enforcement officers patrolled the campus and nearby areas early Friday. The university cancelled Friday classes and is making counsellors available to students.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says a lockdown has since been lifted. No information on a possible suspect. Midnight, the deadline for a partial government shutdown. This one affecting the Department of Homeland Security. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 198 points. NASDAQ futures off 90. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a minor wreck in Frederick on I-70 westbound at Route 15. It's kind of crowding the right lane. Looking at some of the data, not a big backup, but if you're going west and right after that interchange at Route 15 and I-270, where they kind of all come together, so the right lane is affected with the state police in that area. Apparently now road closure in Harford County with a fire call. Route 543 is closed at Prospect Mill Road. That's going to be just off the area to the west of Route 22 for the traffic kind of north and east of Bel Air. So local detour there on 543. Beltway still looks good. JFX, you're fine. We're still under a five-minute delay. Good traffic right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Less wind and temperatures a little bit warmer. Definitely warming up on Saturday and then tracking our next weather maker with rain rolling in Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
25 degrees in Parkville and 25 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police are investigating a deadly crash in Pikesville. The accident happened at around 7:30 Thursday morning on Old Court Road near Hardin Lane. Police say a westbound Nissan Rogue crossed the center line and struck an eastbound Audi Q5. The two occupants from the Nissan were taken to a hospital where the driver was pronounced dead. She is identified as 31-year-old Sydney Jones. The driver of the Audi was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. And no injuries are reported after a Thursday afternoon fire in Baltimore City. The fire broke out in the 1200 block of St. Paul Street shortly before 4:40 p.m., and it was upgraded to three alarms due to the heavy response needed to extinguish the blaze. Firefighters were able to bring the fire under control just before 6 p.m. None of the residents were displaced by the fire, and the cause remains under investigation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 461. The Pick 4, 7656. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. No surprise here, but recent Baltimore Sun poll asked readers which Oriole had the most to prove in 2026. And overwhelmingly, 68% in fact, said Adley Rutschman. Here's the manager on what he expects from Rutschman this season.
I expect Adley Rutschman to be Adley Rutschman. That's all I want him to do. Like, he's a really good player, a really good catcher, a really good hitter, great person. We just need Adley to be Adley, not be anybody else.
The mystery surrounding Rutschman's lack of performance remains. 505 games into his Oriole career, here are the numbers. In the first 344 games, 48 homers, 177 runs batted in. That's a .283 batting average. In the last 161 games, basically last year and a half, only 13 homers and 53 driven in, a .210 batting average. Apparently, Jackson Holliday isn't the only Major League Baseball player to be sidelined this spring with a broken hammock bone. Mets superstar Francisco Lindor and Diamondbacks dynamic outfielder Corbin Carroll are suffering the same fate. Meanwhile, former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh making media rounds yesterday, appearing on the Ryan Ripken podcast, reminiscing on the 18 years he spent here in Charm City.
It was the best 18 years. It was a career. It was a life. It was just wonderful friendships, great relationships, players, coaches, people in the building who I love, always will.
And finally, more coming out now on the relationship between Giants co-owner Steve Tisch and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Emails analyzed by The Athletic in a story published yesterday refute Tisch's account that their relationship was brief. Rather, the correspondence was extensive between the two men, primarily focused on Epstein scouting young women for Tisch. Their connection also started after Epstein had been sued repeatedly by sex abuse victims and not before, as Tisch had claimed. Coming up in 30 minutes, after 26 years, Jamal Lewis' name is finally cleared. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore and his administration claim they're being transparent, but the record would indicate otherwise. And yes, he went there on the Don Lemon podcast, Lemon Drop. The governor implying that President Trump is a racist. So that's a good way to get yourself invited back to the White House again. And finally, our top story of the day, the president continues to implement what I've called, and others, the American system. And the American system is not a choice. It's actually, people give us this false choice between free market crony capitalism and government-run socialism. This is the way our founding fathers designed the country to run, our government to run. The first necessary thing he needed to do was get his tariff system in place, which would help to create revenue and level the playing field. And then, of course, remember Davos. We had Howard Lutnick telling the globalist elite at Davos that your time is up. It's over. The way you're running the world is, we're going to reorder the world order, as Kevin Hassett has said, and the excellent U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer with his speech at Davos as well. So he's put the world on notice. We are changing things up, and we're going to do things that are going to matter to us and us first. Then we have the SAVE Act, and now we are one vote short in the Senate of being able to use the standing filibuster, and maybe we should use the nuclear option, whichever, but this has to pass. We need to have election integrity. So we have the warning to the global elitists. We have the warning now to the Democrats and the Uniparty that if we can get this SAVE Act passed with the standing filibuster, that'll be the next important step. And then yesterday, President Trump announced a termination of the Obama-era endangerment finding on greenhouse gases, repealing the auto stop start feature and the green emission standards in cars. And that, of course, is a major big deal.
This is about as big as it gets, they tell me. And it's an honor to be here with a terrific person who's worked so hard on this and some other terrific people. Thank you very much. But I'm pleased to be joined today by EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, who you all know, and to announce the single largest deregulatory action in American history. That's a big statement in American history. And I think we can add the words by far. Under the process just completed by the EPA, we are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding, a disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices for American consumers. Prices went up incredibly for a worse product. This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically. You're going to get a better car. You're going to get a car that starts easier, a car that works better for a lot less money.
Yeah, we'll hear how much less in just a moment from the president and EPA director, Lee Zeldin, in just a moment. But these are all crucial components, and you can tell it's working because they tried to take out DNI director Tulsi Gabbard with a false flag operation that was coming out of London. So we'll talk about that here in just a second as well. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Buddha Johnson.
Debbie had one of those cars that stopped when you stopped.
Yeah. Now, there's a feature on it that you can disable.
Yeah, you can disable it. Right. If you didn't, you kept thinking, what's wrong with this?
Yeah, I know.
It keeps cutting out.
Yeah, crazy.
And for what reason?
Just so you don't idle. So, yeah. do the math. However many cars are on the road.
Yeah.
And they're saying if you're not idling, then you're saving the planet.
Come on. Every mechanic said it was the dumbest thing they ever saw.
Indeed, it was.
Yep. Okay. So we have a road closure in Harford County. It's a house fire. It's on Route 543. It's northeast of Bel Air. It's off of Route 22. So 543 is closed between Route 1 in Hickory and Prospect Mill Road. So there are plenty of roads to get around it, but heads up for the local traffic there if you're in that area on 543. The wreck in Frederick is not going to be a big deal. It's kind of crowding the right lane westbound on I-70 at Route 15. That's exit 52 on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day. Afternoon will feel slightly warmer. Mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow. Warmer, even it's even better. 50. Chance of rain on Sunday in 50s all next week, folks. So get out and enjoy. Sunny in 24 in Pasadena, 25 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So as we've been discussing in this hour, the Obama-Biden regimes couldn't get the votes needed in Congress to amend the Clean Air Act and regulate greenhouse gases, so they both decided to ignore the law, and they created trillions of dollars in regulatory costs on the American people. And in fact, President Trump referenced that yesterday.
This was all a scam, a giant scam. This was a ripoff of the country by Obama and Biden.
Another crucial component is Save America Act, which would require citizenship to vote in federal elections and voter ID when you go to vote.
I heard one of them say, we will stop the Save America Act. No, we're trying to save America.
Yeah, the Democrats. That's who they're crowing. Let's stop the Save America Act. That's going to be a lot of political ads coming this fall. As to the Iran deal, they're still negotiating.
It's ultimately up to me. If the deal isn't a very fair deal and a very good deal with Iran, then it's going to be, I think, a very difficult time for them.
And the media was hounding him yesterday on the news that his Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick took his wife and family to Epstein Island, however you want to pronounce it, and he responded to that.
From what I hear, he was there with his wife and children, and I guess in some cases, some people were. I wasn't. I was never there. Somebody will someday say that.
Yeah. Well, Bill Clinton was there on numerous occasions. President was crowned the champion of coal yesterday at a White House event. Again, the coal mining industry and others called him the undisputed champion of beautiful, clean coal. He signed an executive order directing the Department of War to purchase coal power, celebrated the TVA's recommitment to coal, and honored by coal miners. They're still talking about the president's job growth crushing expectations as more Americans are working now for higher wages. 172,000 new private sector jobs, and we shed 42,000 government jobs, bringing the unemployment rate down to 4.3%. Average weekly earnings for the private sector employees rose nearly 1% in January. In his second term, average weekly earnings have grown by 4.3%, and that's an average hourly earnings have increased by 3.7%. So wages are up, and job losses in the private sector are up as well. President Trump called Pam Bondi's congressional testimony, the Epstein files yesterday, was absolutely fantastic. And on the Fulton County, Georgia watch, Georgia's voter GA election watchdog group is saying that Fulton County has nearly 18,000 mostly Biden votes which have no ballots. And if you have no ballot images, if you have no ballots to prove that that you voted, then that's enough to flip the state to Trump in the 3 November 2020 election. We've been after this now for going on, well, it'll be 6 years this November. And now we're finally getting to see some of the truth, trickle out. President Trump is boasting, ready for it, $1.5 billion in political funds. How he chooses it is going to rock the midterms. I think we're going to find a lot of MAGA candidates going to be funded and fueled by this war chest, and to get rid of some of these uniparty types. And hopefully get them out, because it's the same four that are holding up the Save America Act in the Senate. Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, who's running for re-election, Lisa Murkowski, please, Alaska, get rid of her. I think the other was Tom Tillis, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go back and look. First Lady Melania Trump securing another Russian-Ukrainian child reunification. The media gives her no credit for this, but the Ukrainian parents do, I'm sure. And this also, the another big blockbuster story the media is basically ignoring. This week we learned more about the alleged assassin of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, Thomas Crooks. We found out that the alleged assassin was hospitalized 2 months prior, before the July event in Butler. And also the person who took Crooks to the hospital seemed a little strange. We're not quite sure as to the nature, but Republican Congressman Mike Kelly, who has chaired this congressional task force investigating the July 13th attempted assassination, is not revealing. And the DOJ, the FBI, and this Republican congressman are withholding key information from the public. And I'm wondering if they were holding it from President Trump, because he deserves, above anybody, to know the truth as to what went on, who tried to take him out on that fateful day in July in Butler, Pennsylvania. And that's the way it went down, 390 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, more from the president and Lee Zeldin on this. This is a big deal, taking down the Obama-Biden greenhouse gas endangerment finding, and I'll get more on that in just a second, because it's going to save us a ton of money when it comes to buying our cars. 7:21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:22, 22 minutes after the hour. Let's go to the phones. Frank is in St. Michael's, beautiful place on the Eastern Shore.
Good morning,
Frank.
Hey, that crazy Richard from yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah.
He prompted two thoughts. I remind him what Rob Carson said. Don't catch the stupid. But the man has already caught it. And the other thing I want to suggest to everyone is don't be a West Hole.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
I get it.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call. We'll hear from Governor Moore coming up at the bottom of the hour. But don't catch the stupid. Yeah, some people not only have caught the stupid, they're spreading it like a contagion with just being largely uninformed as well. All right, still to come here on the program, bottom of the hour, on the Lemon Drop podcast, Governor Moore implying that President Trump is a racist. Top of the hour, next hour, Tinashe Chingarande, Baltimore Sun reporter, is now going to update us on the latest on the redistricting battle in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And don't forget, we go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione coming up a little bit later on. Apparently, Chuck Whitaker also had a start and stop button feature installed, but apparently it just never was wired properly. But here he is, 7:23, traffic weather on the threes with Buddha Johnson.
With the promise that we made earlier that the sunshine would be a factor, completely clear this morning, looking at the camera right here at Hartford Road. And now that traffic going east and eventually around towards Bel Air Road, you're driving right into it. So anybody south and eastbound right now, any major roadway locally, will have a problem with that sun glare and, of course, the snow still on the ground. Route 543 in Harford County is closed. There's a house fire there. Was shut down between Route 1 in Hickory and Prospect Mill Road. That local detour is underway. Again, there's plenty of room to get around it, but more of an inconvenience now for the local traffic in that area. JFX, no problems at all. There was a report of a broken down vehicle on 895 southbound near O'Donnell Street. If it was there, wasn't there long. No impact at all. Both the tunnels are still clear. And the big junction at Camden Yards with the lanes open, 95 Russell Street and 395. No problems there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start. And this afternoon, it's going to feel slightly warmer than it was yesterday, that's for sure. Highs near 40, mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow, 50. Chance for rain on Sunday. 50s on the way for next week as well. Just going to be a really nice winter week. Not going to feel that cold at all. So maybe get the big melt, and we need the big melt to get these ice chunks off the side of the road. You know, they're still clearing roads in my neighborhood. I went to go home the other day, and I had to go to detour because there were seven trucks in Baltimore County, and I'm not blaming them. They were told, you know, to clear these roads. So because some roads are so narrow, you have to wait. You have to be, you know, you can't, two cars or trucks cannot pass at the same time. And that's led to a lot of, you know, road rage and angry drivers as well. So keep that in mind. Right now is 23 in Glen Burnie, 25 in Baltimore City. President Trump says the getting rid of the endangerment finding, the this is, boy, Al Gore, his whole green agenda went down in flames yesterday.
Effective immediately, we're repealing the ridiculous endangerment finding and terminating all additional green emission standards imposed unnecessarily on vehicle models and engines between 2012 and 2027 and beyond. This action will save American consumers trillions of dollars and will lower the average cost of a new vehicle by close to $3,000.
Yeah, and Barack Hussein Obama responded to the rule change, claiming Trump is making Americans, quote, less safe, less healthy, less able to fight climate change. Also, the fossil fuel industry can make even more money. Well, gee, that's what powers America, you fool. You can't power America with solar and wind. Governor Moore, he's been smoking from that pipe as well. It's just we see we had rolling blackouts last week in parts of Maryland. Same thing is going to happen again. So I think we need to come up with a different term, because the left has been hammering fossil fuel, and it's become evil. The connotation is that. So let's put our thinking caps on here this morning. What phrase or term can we use in place of fossil fuel? I'm just throwing it out there for discussion. What about reliable power? You know, something like that. Or reliable energy. Or good energy. Or something like that. Just give it some thought. All right. Lee Zeldin, the EPA director, says this has been known as the Holy Grail. They basically were using the EPA. This was not a law. Not passed by Congress. This was a regulatory action taken by the EPA, and it was costing Americans dearly.
This is a big deal. Under President Trump's leadership today, The Trump EPA has finalized the single largest act of deregulation in the history of the United States of America. Referred to by some as the holy grail of federal regulatory overreach, the 2009 Obama EPA endangerment finding is now eliminated. This action will save American taxpayers over $1.3 trillion. What that means is lower prices, more choices, and an end of heavy-handed climate policies. With today's announcement, American families will save over $2,400 for a new vehicle. 16 years ago, an ideological crusade within the Obama administration set off the most costly regulatory power grab our country has ever experienced. The 2009 Obama EPA endangerment finding led to trillions of dollars in regulations that strangled entire sectors of the United States economy, including the American auto industry.
All right, and he's absolutely right about that. So it's going to save us trillions in regulatory costs. It'll save us nearly $2,400 to $3,000 per vehicle. This is the kind of real relief that we need, and none of it. It is all a hoax, folks. It really is. The planet will warm and cool on its own. So this idea that we have harmed the planet is just this is the new way to control you. They couldn't do it through communism and socialism and Marxism because it failed. So they had to come up with climate change alarmism, if you will, or climatism. And by the way, we know what's working here because the Fulton County raid the other day, Tulsi Gabbard was there. She was on the ground because there may be foreign interference in our election of 3 November, and that's the reason why the Director of National Intelligence was there. And now they say some Gabbard whistleblower complaint was filed. It is specious. I don't think it carries any weight. And apparently, two foreign nationals were having a discussion about Jared Kushner. NSA picked this up, by the way. All right. And the substance of that conversation, which covered in part issues related to Iran, isn't known. But the Trump administration saying claims about Kushner were demonstrably false, but declined to offer more specifics about the conversation on the grounds that doing so could expose a highly sensitive surveillance method. So they're coming after Tulsi Gabbard. Why? Because they're afraid of Tulsi Gabbard, just like they're afraid of Donald Trump. All right. She has no allegiance other than the American people. And that's what they can't control. When they can't control you, that's when they lash out. And that's exactly. So you look at all this. This is the imposition of the new American system. And deep state is shaking in their boots. So we got to be ready. Got to gird our loins, as Joe Biden once said, I think. 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. No injuries are reported after a Thursday afternoon fire in Baltimore City. The fire broke out in the 1200 block of St. Paul Street shortly before 4:40 p.m., and it was upgraded to 3 alarms due to the heavy response needed to extinguish the blaze. Firefighters were able to bring the fire under control just before 6 p.m. None of the residents were displaced by the fire, and the cause remains under investigation. And Fox 45 reports that a man who investigators say fled from Maryland to California after committing a homicide on Halloween in 2000 is back on the run. Vincent Leroy Gilliam, 74, is wanted for a supervised release violation, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. Investigators say Gilliam failed to comply within the terms of a supervised release, triggering a warrant to be issued for his arrest. Gilliam has been on supervised release as part of a sentence in a murder case. And jury selection has begun for one of the two defendants charged in a fatal mass shooting involving Edmondson Westside High School students back in January of 2023. Deonta Dorsey, 16, and 4 classmates were shot while off campus during the school lunch hour. Dorsey was killed in the shooting, while the other students suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say Deon Spears and Brian Johnson targeted Dorsey outside of a Popeyes located in the Edmondson Village shopping plaza across the street from the high school. And R&B singer Maya and hip-hop star 2 Chainz will be headlining events during the CIAA basketball tournament in Baltimore. The CIAA women's and men's tournaments bring teams from historically black colleges and universities to Charm City to play at CFG Bank Arena. It's 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The word right now in Harford County, they've reopened Route 543. It was a house fire there between Prospect Mill Road and Route 1 in Hickory. The word is now the road is back open. Of course, they're still at the scene, but they've allowed the traffic to go by now. So that's better news in Harford County. Some areas on the Beltway fighting the bright sunshine. JFX is still good. South of Ruxton Road, we saw the sunshine creating a delay going towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound after Route 32, where you cross under the bridge at 178. The sunshine was right there, and we had a speed reduction at that point, getting better as you get down to the ramp at 50 and in towards Parole with the lanes open there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Less wind and temperatures a little bit warmer. Definitely warming up on Saturday and then tracking our next weather maker with rain rolling in Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It remains unclear what motivated this action, but yesterday, President Donald Trump pardoned 5 former NFL players for various federal offenses committed in their past. Included in the Fab Five is former Ravens running back Jamal Lewis. The Super Bowl 35 champion pled guilty in a drug case in which he used a cell phone to try to set up a drug deal not long after he was the 5th pick in the 2000 NFL draft. Meanwhile, current Ravens running back Derrick Henry on the Kay Adams podcast. Looking forward to working under new head coach Jesse Minter here in Baltimore.
And then the endorsement he got from all the other players that he's coached around the league was, I think it was the most, the pretty cool part about it. It's just the voice that everybody had about it and the excitement they had for him. It speaks volumes of the person that he is and the coach that he is. And I'm excited to get to work with him.
Over 3,500 yards and 32 rushing touchdowns in the last 2 years for Derrick Henry here in Baltimore. O's news in the wake of Jackson Holliday and Jordan Westberg's injuries. Kobe Mayo was taking grounders at third base yesterday, throwing across the diamond to first baseman Pete Alonso. Has a nice ring to it. Manager Craig Albernaz on the value Alonso brings with him to Baltimore.
You know, bringing up someone like Pete is the value he brings to the clubhouse and impacting everyone around him, not just the performance in the batter's box and on the field. You know, he really is about winning and making people around him better.
Meanwhile, Daytona 500 now just 2 days away, and back-to-back champion William Byron has set his sights on history, and he's not satisfied yet with his accomplishments.
For me, it's like there's still a lot left to do in my career. You know, I feel like there's still a lot of races to win and hopefully championships. So, yeah, I'm not satisfied for sure. I think it's just kind of like I look at my career and I'm like, you know, yeah, I've accomplished some cool things. It's great, but there's so much more work left to do. So
no driver has ever three-peated at Daytona International. And finally, NBA Hall of Famer Carmelo Anthony in the news, partnering in a new D.C. United-backed soccer stadium project here in Baltimore. The Towson Catholic High School basketball legend partnering with United co-owner Jason Levien on a project for a planned venue that would host the D.C. United's MLS Next Pro Club. It'll be at Carroll Park in the southwest part of Baltimore City. Mayor Brandon Scott backing the transfer of the land to the MLS club, as well as introducing a bill last week in the Maryland Senate to provide financial support. A preliminary study found that a 12,000-seat stadium and training ground would cost upwards of $238 million. The time now is 7:37 when we return celebrating Valentine's Day.
Do you need a new roof?
Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
With no disrespect intended to my beautiful wife, my new Valentine's this year is my little granddaughter.
Oh, I bet.
Lily Margalit.
Nothing like her. She is beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Thank you. I'm going to love her up. But speaking of that, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I was looking.
You're taking Julie to watch you broadcast?
No, I'm taking Julie to watch the baby.
We're doing the exact same thing.
Hey, there you go. That's what we do.
We're going to babysit tomorrow our two grandchildren so that my son and his wife will have a night out on Valentine's Day for themselves.
Okay, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
But my granddaughter now is into makeup. She gets into mommy's makeup, and there's a classic picture of her. Half of her face is all done with blush. Okay, half is done blush. The other half is not untouched.
So. Wait, is it blush or rouge? Is it the same thing?
I think maybe same thing.
Right, either way,
I'm not a makeup expert, obviously.
Oh, really?
People say I should. But anyway, she and her my mother goes, well, goes, Maeve, what are you doing? She goes, makeup.
I love that.
So cute.
I can't wait till this little one does the same thing. Anyway, looking for Valentine's is slim pickings in terms of the name, mm-hmm. in terms of sports. Of course, Bobby Valentine, the manager and former baseball player.
Right, yeah.
Ace Valentine is a local basketball player for UMBC, was a great high school player at Mount St. Joe. But the greatest name that I could find was Greg the Hammer Valentine, the wrestler. Let me tell you something. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but when that guy wrestled, it was something to see.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
He was so physical. Yeah. And so, yeah, so slim pickings, but there you have it on Valentine's Day.
One of our listeners said, Mike Mussina, did he ever wear number 13? They were wanting to know. I thought he was number 35.
He was 35.
For the Orioles.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe he wore it with the Yankees. I don't know. But he was definitely 35 with the Orioles.
Right. All right, very good. Thanks,
Gary. I'll check it.
7:39, let's go to the phones. Paul's in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Cool. Just call it natural energy, brother.
Natural energy. All right. I like that. That is perfect.
Go.
All right.
It's all you.
Great suggestion, Paul. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Natural energy in place of fossil fuels. All right. On the Don Lemon, it's called Lemon Drop podcast. There he is. He has not met a camera yet or a podcast. This guy's all over the place. If there's any doubt that he's running for president, and that's why he's got to win at all costs this fall. And boy, would that be a great upset and a great way to send him packing, like we did a lockdown Larry and Martin O'Malley that had presidential ambitions. But here he was talking with Don Lemon about how President Trump did not invite him to the National Governors Association dinner at the White House.
What the president continues to do is just an unprecedented assault. And blatant disrespect, because you know he decided to single me out and to say that, listen, as we're having conversations about the future of this dinner, I just want to let you know he is not invited. And I think about it where he's trying to exclude me from an organization that, first of all, he did not make me a part of. The people of Maryland made me a part of the National Governors Association when they elected me to be the 63rd governor of the state with the largest vote count in the history of Maryland gubernatorial elections. And he did not make me the vice chair of the organization. Do you know who did that? The other governors, Democrat and Republican, who voted for me to serve as the vice chair of this organization. So as my grandfather used to say, don't let someone take something from you when they never gave it to you in the first place.
Yeah, so again, unprecedented assault, really? Is that your attempt to play victim here? I mean, this is the Democrats' race card and victimology. Here's an 82nd Airborne Army soldier playing exactly Christmas. Boo. Boo-hoo. With the hands are crying over the eyes. Then he accuses Donald Trump of telling racist lies.
What I know is if you look at what he has done, if you look at the fact that he has had the greatest assault on employment that black women have seen in our nation's history over these past 12 months, if you look at the fact that he has gone after our nation's HBCUs and gone after their scholarships and funding mechanisms and funding formulas, if you look at the fact that he is calling Black History Month a hoax and is trying to ban our books and ban our history, if you look at all that in sum, again, while I cannot speak to the president's intent, I can speak to his actions. And I think he should understand why people, I think Andrew Gillum said it well a little over a decade ago when he said the racist thinks he's racist.
Andrew Gillum, seriously? You went there? Isn't that the guy that was found with the bullwhip or something and naked on drugged out in Florida? Didn't he run for governor of Florida? That is your source, sir? Wow. And then finally, he implies here that President Trump is indeed a racist.
Do you think the president of the United States is racist?
Honestly, I think that's a question for him. I can only go by his actions. But I can tell you that the impacts that we are seeing as a community, the impacts that I see as the nation's only Black governor, that it can only lead to when you're looking at the fact that he's helping to defund scholarships to HBCUs and going after Black female employment and trying to ban our books and ban our history. It's difficult for someone to think anything different. And yet I think that's a question that he's got to answer.
All right, we are going. So the implication there is that he's a racist. He doesn't have the stones to come out and say it. He wants to imply it because he's a coward, a political coward. All right. And the fact of the matter is we'll debunk some of his claims here in just a second. 743. By the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. Reserve your spot. You get to match wits with Buddha Johnson, Kristen, and Maggie Hunter, who's glad that she's no longer in the 6 o'clock hour.
It's past us now.
Time for traffic, weather on the 3s. Now with the update, here's Buddha.
But she could go back in time.
No! Where's Dr. Emmett Brown when I need him?
Well, somewhere it's still 6 o'clock.
That's
Where
right.
Where would that be? What time zone?
Central.
See? Told you. So she can hop a plane and get
it's
out
always
there 6 fast.
O'clock somewhere.
We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. 895 just in the last 5 minutes has begun to slow just a little bit here at O'Donnell Street. I've been looking south of there, and traffic is going into the tunnel, but very slow into the tunnel southbound on 895. Haven't heard of any problems. We're clear for the traffic coming out on the south end towards the toll plaza at Child Street. So just some heavy traffic right through there, and be prepared. You'll have some brake lights in that area slowing you up at O'Donnell Street. 95 is still running okay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Don't see any big issues other than some areas on the Beltway fighting the bright sunshine. Anybody right now that's south and eastbound through the area, the bright sunshine and the snow cover, still a factor. City police with a new wreck kind of northeast of downtown at Madison Street at Broadway. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle. Stop in and see Bernie while we have this lull. Temperature is a little bit better. Get everything checked out. Your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, your starter. They all took a beating in the last month or so. Stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, and then it'll feel slightly warmer a little later on this afternoon. 40, tomorrow partly sunny, 50, chance for rain on Sunday, 50s on the way for next week. If you do want to play Choose Your Fake News, got to call right now because we're about ready to play the game. 410-922-6680.
Otherwise, it's only three of us.
1-800-WCBM-680. You don't want to leave Buddha Johnson to his own devices, folks. It is not a pretty sight.
I'm unhinged on Friday. Anyway.
It is sunny. It's
Stevensville. I am too, obviously.
26. It's 24 in Parkville. It is time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got some WCBM merchandise for you. All you have to do is correctly guess the fake news. All right, no contestant today. It's time to move on.
What are they doing?
It is the it's the panel, so it's for personal pride here today.
Right. I could really use some right about now.
Yeah, especially after that major gaffe in the 6 o'clock hour.
Major.
All right, here we go. Story number one. Scientists have created a wearable sensor that attaches to your underwear and tracks your gut bacteria in real time by measuring the hydrogen gas in your flatulence.
Stop it!
As long as it doesn't spark, you're okay.
Researchers at the University of Maryland developed the device to solve a problem that has plagued microbiome research for years, how to actually monitor what gut bacteria are doing hour by hour. No. Oh, so it attaches to your underwear. It is not smart underwear.
Ow.
Chuck had a pair of those years ago. I told him when to change.
You should just attach one of those in the bathroom underwear? Here.
I used to light them off at Augusta Avenue. Took me all the way down to Longwood Street.
You didn't even need a skateboard then.
I was rocket pal.
Story two. Olympics' first cheating scandal is now full-blown. A downhill skier by the name of Greta Strom is actually a biological male, skiing as a woman. A former teammate recognized Strom at the Olympic Village. Strom says he doesn't identify as a female, but he just wants to hang out and compete with the other female skiers.
Guy's nuts.
And story number three. Back in 1994, grunge rocker Kurt Cobain from the band Nirvana was found dead with what was ruled a self-inflicted shotgun wound at his Seattle home. Now the King County Medical Examiner had ruled his death a suicide, but now a forensic examination has ruled otherwise. It has now been ruled a homicide. And so that is big news. All right, story one. University of Maryland scientists monitor gut bacteria via flatulence in your underwear. Story two. First Olympic cheating scandal. Biological male skiing as a woman. Or story three. Smells like homicide.
Well, it shows the first one. Because that first one's a crime all by itself.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go one.
Apparently. They tested it on Chuck, and it came back 100% crack.
That's the reason for the sinkhole.
I didn't even ask. You just jumped right into it. Chuck goes number one. Kristen?
I don't actually believe that device accurately works, but but I'm sure somebody's marketing something.
Oh, Maggie
like
has the patent.
And
already.
There are people that buy it. So I think that could
it's called
true.
Dunjot blew it up.
That's the bottle.
The gold Epcot.
And I...
It's a BVD. It's a biome ventilation detector.
I just can't imagine. It would
shut down our building.
Fruit of the boom.
It would get an error rate if we put it in the bathroom.
You could get the same thing with an error rate.
EPA will come by.
Okay, I'm saying two. I don't know, but I'm going to say two.
Kristen takes two, Maggie.
I say number one. There's just no way. Can we be...
Somebody, we know what we're getting you for Christmas.
Oh.
All right, story number three. Nobody votes. Yeah, Kurt Cobain's death was not a suicide, but a murder.
Yeah.
They're saying it was a murder.
Our friend Trevor Joe Lennon, he's been saying that for years.
Yeah. Story number two. First, the Olympic cheating scandal, biological male skiing as a woman in the downhill. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day. So story number one is true, Maggie.
That's good news.
No, well, for some.
How much are they?
I bet over $100, I bet.
Doesn't
is that
say.
The same price as the Popeil pocket fish?
And the hose. Don't forget, isn't that the hose? The pocket hose?
Popeil pocket
fish. It's a sneaky leaky.
It does not give a cost as of yet. This is just being studied. So I guess they're... if it works well, they say it's 95% accurate.
What, does an alarm go off? You're like walking along and...
No, your pants light up.
No.
Liar, liar.
In Chuck's case, they blurred up.
They don't blur it up,
All right, we should move on.
You're on me, aren't you?
It's time to move on, folks, before we get in real big trouble.
Let's get out of here.
751 Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you should you ever need them. And that, of course, unfortunately does happen on a frequent basis. People get hurt seriously in serious vehicle accidents. And Michael and his firm, Marsha, who actually is the big boss, Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, and all the other associate attorneys and paralegals, legal secretaries. They actually have a person that used to work with the insurance companies that works there, and they know all the ins and outs of the insurance industry as well. So they put your recovery as priority number one. And that's why they've been named repeatedly top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year here in the state of Maryland because of that commitment to you and your health. So here's what you do. Hopefully you never need them. Their number is 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC. WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Apparently, a Chuck Smart underwear comes in left and right cheek. Just want to let you know. But, well, what a wardrobe, huh?
I want mine in a holster. One on each hip. I don't want anything attached to my waistline. Either side.
753. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Buddha Johnson.
You know, because that thing might go off.
Yeah.
What?
I know. Good point.
Aye, aye, aye. So... whatever was on 895 southbound after O'Donnell Street has corrected itself, and we're on the move once again. Backed up a little bit going into the tunnel, but all that slowing right there at O'Donnell Street is gone. 95 still looks good at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. Definitely busy now southbound through there. And then all the ramps are still clear. The Sky Ramp, the ramp to the Parkway, and 95 through Camden Yards. That big big interchange is open. There's a new wreck in the city, Barclay at 25th. They're also working on the wreck at Madison and Broadway over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Chuck, that smart underwear will go well with your windbreaker.
Nice. I know you wrote this overnight because you ain't smart enough to think about it.
Thank you very much for your confidence in my writing ability.
I'm very confident.
You saw some of it at the roast. I do know that. 7:55. It's out of control now, folks. It really is. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start. Warming up today to about 40. And then tomorrow, partly sunny. Warmer, high of 50. Rain on Sunday. And looks like it's going to be good weather next week as well. 26 and sunny in the city. And right now, 28 in Ocean City. And, of course, Governor Moore. Governor Tax and Spend Moore has repeatedly told us that he is the king of transparency.
This bipartisan commission has, I think, done not just a good and admirable, but a very transparent job.
I believe government should be transparent.
Yeah, we all do, except you have not delivered on that promise. In fact, Governor Moore and Speaker Jocelyn Peña Melnick says that, oh no, we're all about transparency down here in Annapolis.
When I started, I said I will look at things from the lens of affordability, accountability,
an opportunity. We are taking it on, and I can only control us, and I can tell you that we are on it.
We are on it. Yeah, you're on it, all right, but it's not transparency that you're on. Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland reporter Tessa Bentulin grilling Pina Melnyk at a press conference the other day.
We asked Speaker Pina Melnyk on a separate occasion whether termination should be on the table.
Should that person still be employed by the state, knowing that they misuse taxpayer dollars?
Well, I don't know the facts of the case, to be honest. I know that if having been a lawyer, if someone has been found guilty, right, then you have the facts, and that person, you know, will be sentenced or punished, right? So I know that we have things in place in government to do that.
When pressed further, the speaker cut the interview short.
We have to go to committee. That means that the witnesses are waiting for us. I don't mean to be rude.
Yeah, you do. But of course, she was praised by other Republicans. Oh, she's, you know, she's known to work with us. And yeah, here's the thing. Maybe she worked with you when she wasn't in power. Okay. But once you give her the gavel, game over. Spotlight on Maryland, working with the Baltimore Sun, reviewed more than 60 public statements in which the governor promised openness and accountability. Those statements included his signing of the Transparent Government Act, to promise to modernize government by fixing systems that are clearly broken but haven't been touched. And remember just recently regarding one of problems with his agencies, he promised a investigation that would be made public, right? He told Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 that when the investigation is concluded, they'll make it public. Well, so far, this was a month ago. A month ago, we have not seen anything regarding this so-called investigation into fraud, into incompetence. Of course, we have Kanaya Ward, we have social services, we have State Highway, we have the unemployment office where they're sending out benefits to people who shouldn't get them, and three-quarters of $1 billion unrecoverable, according to... $750,000 unrecoverable due to the fact they send them out to people that are fraudsters, to con men, to grifters. And so they can't be found. And so Delegate Matt Morgan says, it's time for accountability.
Well, I don't think it's doing well, and we need to be more transparent. We're $1.4 billion in the hole going into this session after raising $2 billion of taxes just 9 months ago. But I think this is a history that we're having with today's Democratic Party where they pushed out these wild ideas, and then they're just not accountable.
Yeah, because the voters aren't holding them accountable because of their stranglehold on the state. Vinny Steele is going to sell your home. It's springtime. It's just around the bend. And you want to make sure your home is ready for the spring big sales. That's for the biggest time of the year to sell your home. So make sure it's in good shape. Make sure that you have an agent that has got a database of 13,000 people. The only one I know that does is Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. So Vinny, once you agree on asking price, time frame, your home is sold. That's what the guarantee is all about, and that's why so many Marylanders and people in Pennsylvania as well utilize Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty, and he's got all sorts of programs, and he's got the guarantee above all. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or log on to VinnySteele.com. Up next, we'll check in with the Baltimore Sun.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The clock is counting down to a partial government shutdown. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security runs out at midnight.
Lawmakers have left town after failing to pass a Homeland Security funding bill. Democrats and the White House traded offers this week, but the Senate fell short of the votes needed to advance a bill. The expected result is a partial or mini government shutdown affecting the DHS, which employs more than 250,000 workers. A shutdown could drag on a while, with Congress now on a 10-day break. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More barriers are coming down. U.S. and Taiwan have a new trade deal. It will see the island reduce or eliminate 99% of tariffs on American goods. The U.S. lowers tariffs on Taiwanese exports to 15%. Taiwan's also pledging to buy more than $84 billion worth of U.S. goods. An American couple's adoption of an Afghan war orphan will stand.
The Virginia Supreme Court's ruled a U.S. Marine and his wife will keep an Afghan orphan they brought home in defiance of the U.S. government's decision to reunite her with her Afghan family. The decision reverses two lower court rulings that found the adoption so flawed it was void from the moment it was issued. But the justices wrote Virginia law cements adoption orders after 6 months, no matter how flawed, and even if it was obtained by fraud. Three justices dissented, calling the decision cancerous. The original adoption order was granted in 2020, when the child was still in Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
The FBI has boosted to $100,000 a reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the Nancy Guthrie disappearance. Press crew on its way to the International Space Station. Lift off early this morning from Florida. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 91. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Remember the day you brought your puppy home? The tiny paws, the wagging tail, the spark in their eyes, energy that wouldn't quit? As they've gotten older, you wonder where that spark went. They're slower, pickier at mealtime, their stomach often seems off, and you find yourself cleaning out messes, worrying and thinking, is this what aging looks like? That's not old age. That's malnutrition. They're missing the probiotics, the enzymes, the omega oils, and the live vitamins and minerals your dog needs to digest and absorb food. When the gut is out of balance, everything is harder. That's where Rough Greens comes in. It's America's number one dog supplement. You sprinkle on their food. It's packed with all the live nutrients they need. It's all natural, made in the USA. Thousands of dogs are feeling younger, more energetic, healthier than ever before. I can get you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com. Use the discount code MikeG. Rough Greens, we make any dog food better. Rough Greens, so great. Your dog will ask for it by name.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The two areas on the Beltway now fighting the bright sunshine. The inner loop right here between 83 and over towards York Road. I mean, it's right on the windshield, and it's having an impact there. So JFX over to 83, Charles Street to York Road, and then you kind of run into the shade a little bit over towards Delaney Valley Road. Anybody east of Hartford Road towards Bel Air Road, and then the west side outer loop slowing now. Liberty Road through I-70 right at the top of the hill at Route 40 as you make the turn towards Edmondson Avenue. Again, the bright sunshine is right there, right on the windshield. And with that, it slows it up and then backs us up towards the ramps at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Less wind and temperatures a little bit warmer. Definitely warming up on Saturday and then tracking our next weather maker with rain rolling in Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
29 in Pikesville and 28 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Maryland lawmakers expressed frustration Thursday over persistent issues within the state's foster care system and the Department of Human Services. During a joint House Judiciary and Appropriations Committee briefing, leaders from the state's audit office, along with DHS, outlined the issues within the Social Services Administration as outlined by an audit published last fall. The audit found several gaps in protections and background checks for people working with foster care children. In other news, Mayor Brandon Scott is doubling down on his administration's decision to withhold records related to Monzie from two of the city's top officials, insisting the move is about legal compliance, not shielding his crime prevention office from scrutiny. The decision has sparked a growing legal dispute with both Baltimore Inspector General Isabel Cumming and State's Attorney Ivan Bates, who argue key records are being unlawfully withheld. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 461, the Pick 4, 7656. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. If Adley Rutschman has the most to prove this year in Birdland, Tyler O'Neill has to be second in line. The oft-injured outfielder was unavailable for exactly two-thirds of the season a year ago, and he's well aware and wants to get started.
I know there's a lot more in the tank, and I've been working really hard on some fine adjustments to make sure that I'm in a good position to be able to produce this year. I'm really excited with who else we have in the clubhouse. We've had a lot of good signings and good additions to this team, so there's a lot of buzz around here.
There are rumors out there on the shape of the Ravens roster for 2026 and the need for a legit field stretcher on the outside, a guy who can take the top off a defense. A.J. Brown, perhaps, dissatisfied in Philly, could be a fit. He played with Derrick Henry in Tennessee.
A.J.'s a dog. I played with A.J. in Tennessee, so,
With Vrabel.
Yeah, with Vrabel, so, And L likes playing with guys who got dog mentality, so he'll love AJ.
He'd be a good fit for Lamar.
Gladly, come on over.
Make
come on
the over. Right here, tell him. It's a rumor.
Please. AJ, come to Baltimore. Let's go get this ring. You got one in Philly. Y'all.
Meanwhile, U.S. hockey off to a fast start in Milan over Latvia.
By Faber was blocked. It was Jack Hughes, who was the first overall pick.
Kenny Albert had the call on NBC. Brock Nelson with a pair for the U.S. 5-1 over Latvia was the final medal count. U.S. in third with 14 behind Italy and Norway, 17 and 16, respectfully. NBA news, LeBron James became the oldest player in NBA history last night to record a triple-double. Lakers win over the Mavericks, 124-104. LeBron, 41 years of age, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. And finally, in answer to a texter's question, no, Mike Mussina did not wear number 13 during his Major League Baseball career. 18 years with the O's and Yanks, he wore number 35. The confusion, though, may come from the early 1990s. Several trading cards listed Mike Mussina as number 13, but this was the card set number, not his jersey number. And here's a piece of trivia on Mussina. The only Hall of Famer who did not have his number retired by his first organization, despite playing at least 10 seasons with them, and of course, that is the Orioles. Coming up in 30 minutes, what does the future hold for Dylan Beavers? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And welcome back. It is time for our Friday check-in with the Baltimore Sun, as we do all through this General Assembly session. Joining us on our hotline this morning is Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chigurande. Good morning, Tinashe.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me once again.
Yep, it is our pleasure. So you wrote a piece this week on Governor Moore versus the Maryland Senate, escalating this redistricting battle now after the State of the State address. And the governor, you quote in your story, he said, let the democratic process die, and he does not want the Senate to do that, and he wants to debate, discuss, and put the redistricting issue to vote. How was that received by Senate President Bill Ferguson and his caucus?
Well, immediately after the governor delivered his State of the State speech, one of the first things that Bill Ferguson said was that Wes Moore's words on redistricting did not land the way he may have thought they landed. And, the central grievance that senators have with how the governor talked about redistricting on Wednesday is that previously, earlier this week, the governor, when the Baltimore Sun asked him how he would address redistricting on the House floor during his address and whether he would single out Bill Ferguson, the governor said that he signaled that he wouldn't single out Bill Ferguson. And he said that he would talk about his desires to defend democracy as well as his desires to also lower costs. And the way senators received that message was that redistricting wouldn't be emphasized, wouldn't be prioritized in his speech. And so when the governor began his speech by talking about redistricting, senators were pissed off because they felt like, first of all, this is an issue that we're at loggerheads with the governor on. And, you know, it doesn't really bode well for the General Assembly for the governor to start talking about an issue that he's not getting along with the Senate on. But additionally, the way they interpreted that speech was that if he starts his speech by talking about redistricting, then clearly to them, redistricting is his top priority. And senators right now, and Bill Ferguson even said it, senators are focused on lowering costs. They're looking to address energy. They're looking to address the budget. And they feel as though those issues are more important than redistricting. And so Westmore starting his speech with redistricting really rubbed them off the wrong way.
Now, you report in your story that a source close to Ferguson said that by doing this, the governor kind of poisoned the well for everything. What do you think he meant by that?
So when I asked them to clarify what that meant, they said that what it meant is that senators found it difficult to internalize the rest of Moore's speech because he started off on a bad note. The way they see it is the State of the State address is meant to be a jolly occasion. It's meant to be a really just calm occasion. It's not the time for dramatics. It's not the time to put anyone on the spot. And to his credit, Governor Westmore did start off his speech by, you know, throwing some shots at Trump that people laughed at in the chamber. He even talked about how, despite how passionate lawmakers in Annapolis may be about their issues, you know, part of democracy is that you disagree and, you know, after that, go take, get a drink together at Harry Brown's in Annapolis and come back and do the work. And so when he started by talking about redistricting, senators then found it really difficult to internalize some of the other things he said because there were criticisms about, you know, how he plans on growing the economy, where he sees those opportunities for growth. There were also criticisms about his energy plans and how, you know, incomprehensive they look.
All right, we'll come up next with Tinashe Chingarande, Baltimore Sun reporter. We're going to talk, get some Republican reaction to the governor's State of the State. Right now at 8:13, traffic and weather on the freeze. With the update, here is the king of all traffic, Buddha Johnson.
The southbound left tube, the Fort McHenry Tunnel, is a little bit slower than the right tube, but everybody's open. All four lanes are open on 95 southbound. There are no problems at all northbound right now. And then right next door, 895 is running okay. With the lanes open, we were backed up about 20 minutes ago at O'Donnell Street. That's now corrected itself. JFX, some areas, a little bit of sunshine as you're going south. We have the sunshine problems on the Beltway on the outer loop right at the top of the hill at Route 40. That backed us up towards Liberty Road. That's improving, and the same story there as you're coming east on the Beltway from 83 to York Road. Right in there, some bright sunshine, but slowly getting a little bit better. No issues right now, at least no wrecks on the Beltway. There was a late minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop at University Boulevard in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a little chilly start, but then it warms up a little bit later on today. Highs near 40. Tomorrow, nicer, partly sunny, 50. Some rain on Sunday and 50s on the way for next week as well. Right now, 26 in the city, 25 in Parkville. On our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande. We're talking about the redistricting bill and the reference so early, 5 minutes in, to the governor's State of the State, and it kind of caught some Democrats off guard. What was the Republican reaction, Tinashe?
So one of the things that was notable about how Westmore addressed redistricting in his State of the State address was that the tone was markedly neutral compared to how he's spoken about the issue these past few months, whether it's been, you know, directly to the Maryland press or to the senators and members of the House, or even when he's made his numerous national television appearances. And one of the things that was really notable was that the governor did not make pointed criticisms of the Senate like he's made in recent times. And the way Republicans took it was that they feel like maybe this could be a change in how he addresses the issue. The Baltimore Sun spoke to one member of Senate GOP leadership who said maybe Wes Moore is realizing that he cannot silence the bipartisan majority that is in the Senate that is opposing redistricting. But also at the same time, Republicans were still critical, just like Democrats, of the fact that the governor started off his speech by addressing redistricting. They just very passionately feel that more issues are important, but also additionally, when you look at the polling that's out there, Marylanders themselves have said that they care about economic issues more than they care about redistricting. And the way Republicans synthesized the governor's speech on Wednesday is that given how Marylanders themselves have said that they care more about economic issues, that should be the governor's focus on his state, in his state of the state address.
Now, you reached out to all 34 Democrats in the Senate, and do you have any results on where they stand on this battle between Ferguson and the governor?
With regards to where the Senate Democratic Caucus stands on redistricting, currently, we know that it's a slim minority of senators who support the governor in terms of pushing forward redistricting, whether it's full-throated support or whether it's, you know, senators who feel as though if the measure comes to the floor, they would vote on it. And so when looking at the greater picture of the Senate Democratic Caucus, the majority of them oppose the push to redistrict in Maryland. But when it comes to how the governor addressed the issue in his State of the State address, senator after senator after senator, the Baltimore Sun learned, is that senators were very, very incensed with that speech. The Baltimore Sun actually spoke to a source who's really close to Ferguson, and they actually said that, you know, immediately after the speech, many senators were sending texts, making calls. They even came to the Senate President's office to express their displeasure with how the governor handled that issue. And the tension has really escalated, according to Ferguson's people. The tension has escalated so much so that some senators even said that if the governor, if they themselves were to be in favor of redistricting, the way the governor addressed the issue in his State of the State address has sort of turned them off to even possibly supporting that measure in the future.
Something else in your story that caught my attention was that you write that Moore has also said he's working with judges to prepare for potential legal challenges to redistricting. Do we know who? Which judges? Are they currently on the bench? Are they retired? Are they a combination of both? Do we have any idea?
So to give some context to that, you know, this is a comment that the governor made on national television about a week ago, immediately after the House passed the redistricting measure, and the redistricting measure to redraw Maryland's congressional map. And the governor said that he's been, you know, working with lawyers and working with judges. And it was a notable comment because, you know, when you look at legal cases, you would assume that the governor is not trying to have an influence on a potential legal outcome on this issue. And when the Baltimore Sun reached out to his office, they clarified that the governor has been seeking advice from a wide net of people, and that includes retired judges. They have emphasized and insisted that the governor is not talking to any sitting judges, and that he has sought advice from a wide net of people involved in the legal field, whether it's lawyers, former attorneys generals, but also judges who are now retired and are not currently on the bench.
All right, very good. So it's been a busy week, and we'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks, Tinashe. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you, Sean.
It's our pleasure. It's the Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande on her piece this week called Moore versus Maryland. Senate escalates after the State of the State address. So we have that. All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Time once again to check out our home. Let's see, we've got Vinny Steele. That's right, Vinny Steele's on the line, our home sold guarantee realty company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. And, well, we're going to get some warm weather this weekend, so things are looking up, that is for sure. And
yeah, you know, we're looking at the spring market, and the market's definitely heating up, you know, with the warmer temperatures. Buyers are starting to come out of hibernation, and we're seeing more activity just this past week than we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Indeed. So I'm just trying to grab something here that you sent me a little bit earlier, and it's coming up here in just a second. Hold on.
We could talk about helping sellers try to figure out who to choose when they're thinking about selling their house. And I always say that it's easy to find an agent, but it's hard to find a good agent. So I think I was telling you, my dad had passed away, and we're looking now for a real estate agent down in North Carolina to help my mom sell her house. And I can tell you, it was an incredibly frustrating experience. We had hundreds of agents down in that region to choose from, and everybody was claiming to be the best. So I needed to, weed through all of them to find two or three that I could, finally interview.
Well, that must have been interesting. Someone with your experience trying to find an agent that could live up to your standards.
Yeah, Sean, one of the first things I noticed is that 99% of the agents were exactly the same. The only difference was their headshot, the company they work for. But my number one criteria was finding an agent that didn't look to do what all other agents do, and that's stuff my mom's house into the MLS and sit and wait for a buyer, which you really don't need a real estate agent to do.
So, Vinny, what was the final deciding factor?
Well, finding an aggressive agent that had programs which address our specific needs, plus systems, and a written guarantee. All the other agents, I was the one taking the risk. They were simply sitting and waiting. So they had no skin in the game. So my best advice for anybody out there is to work with somebody that can provide you an upfront written guarantee that's going to provide assurance to the seller and hold the agent accountable. And, of course, for our company, our name is our promise, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. So if you're in Maryland or Pennsylvania, want to discuss the sale of your home and how an upfront written guarantee can help you accomplish your goal with the least amount of stress, risk, and inconvenience, and call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Or VinnySteele.com. Check it out, too.
Oh, so. That's right. That's right.
Gotta get that one in there.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Sean. We'll see ya.
It's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, 410-709-7515. 823, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, the update with Buddha Johnson.
The interchange here at Camden Yards, 95 Russell Street and 395, all the lanes are open. Even the sky ramp this morning is clear. That's the big ramp that comes north on 95. And then you go inbound to the convention center and the ballpark. All the lanes are open there. Both the tunnels are doing fine. Had a report there may have been something in the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I just looked. The cameras aren't showing anything. The traffic at Key Highway coming north into the tunnel was still at the posted limit. So it may have been there a short time ago. Right now looks like it's fine. One late minor accident. We could be a little slow on the Capitol Beltway. The wreck was on the outer loop at University Boulevard in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start, warming up today. It'll be partly sunny and 40, even warmer tomorrow, partly sunny and 50, rain on Sunday, and then warmer temperatures all next week, so enjoy that. Now, sunny, 27 in Millersville and 26 in Middle River. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for our America 250 updates. America 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. On this date, 1861, the first Medal of Honor was awarded. It went to Colonel Bernard Irwin, an assistant surgeon serving in the first major U.S. Army Apache conflict. 1935, Bruno Richard Hauptmann was convicted of America's most colossal crime, and a jury determined that he would forfeit his life in the electric chair for the murder of baby Charlie A. Lindbergh Jr. A big kidnapping case going on right now in the country with Nancy Guthrie, and still no real leads. 1945, thousands of Allied planes started bombing the German city of Dresden in World War II, which became known as the firebombing of Dresden. The attack caused a firestorm that destroyed the city over a three-day period. Reports of the death toll varied widely over the years, with many researchers eventually estimating that it was in the 25,000 dead range. 2017, National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn resigned, allegedly for misleading Vice President Mike Pence about discussions he had with a Russian ambassador. The retired general held the position for 24 days, and we now know that it was the Obama-Biden regime that schemed to oust General Flynn, and that they used the FBI to go in and dupe him into making statements off the record. In 2025, the National Park Service removed references to transgender and queer people from the website of the Stonewall National Monument, which honors a gay bar that was instrumental in the gay rights movement in the 1960s. Nearly a year later, the Trump administration has ordered the Stonewall Inn to also remove all pride flags as well. And that's a look at America's 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news, Delegate Nino Mangione joins us. He'll go on the House with him and get a wild week, including yesterday's foster care hearing, the State of the State address, and much more. So we'll talk with Nino about that. And still, we've got Mayor Scott dragging his feet on the Monzi document, so we'll get you caught up to date on that, as well as our feel-good news segment of the day. I want to remind you that if you're having any issues with hearing, I would recommend that you get them checked out sooner rather than later. And it could be something simply as earwax or some other issue that can easily be remedied. If you do have some minor or major hearing loss, you want to get it treated as soon as possible, because we do know one thing: that untreated hearing loss as we age can lead to other problems. It can lead to, again, a lack of socialization. It can lead, in some cases, to early dementia. And so I would recommend that you get an annual hearing exam, just like you do a physical exam and an eye exam, especially as you reach age 50 or above. And Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at Audiology Associates, they take a gentle, empathetic approach, and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed in all their testing and all their products and the like. They have over 10 different locations to serve you. You can reserve yours today. AAIAudiologyAssociates.com. That's AAIAudiology.com. Make sure you tell them I told you to call. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland Representative Johnny Olszewski says he has reviewed some of the unredacted Epstein files at the Department of Justice. The Second District Democrat says they were disturbing, and he now has even more questions. Olszewski says the public deserves to know who was involved in the crimes and to what extent. He also wonders what is in the 3 million documents that remain sealed, even from lawmakers, and they also need to be released. City police are investigating a shooting that injured a child in West Baltimore. Officers were called to a home in the 700 block of Wilbron Avenue at around 10:30 last night. And once inside, they found a 3-year-old boy with a gunshot wound to his ankle. The child was taken to a hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. And Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin conducted an unannounced oversight visit to Baltimore Icefield facility on Thursday. He says the staff respected his right to visit, but what he saw was disgraceful. Raskin says DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has a budget of $75 billion that could be used to ensure humane conditions. And Mayor Brandon Scott is doubling down on his administration's decision to withhold records related to the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement from two of the city's top officials, insisting the move is about legal compliance, not shielding his crime prevention office from scrutiny. The decision has sparked a growing legal dispute with both Baltimore City Inspector General Isabel Cumming and State's Attorney Ivan Bates, who argue key records are being unlawfully withheld. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There are some late delays on the Capitol Beltway. The wreck was pretty much off the roadway, but on the outer loop at University Boulevard between there and Route 29 in Montgomery County. So the outer loop is still backed up towards the ramps at I-95. It takes about an extra 10 minutes or so to get through there and then eventually down the hill towards the Georgia Avenue ramp. We're back in Annapolis. We're clear right here at the ramp at 50 and I-97. No problems at the Severn River Bridge and at the Bay Bridge. 3 lanes westbound, 2 eastbound. No delays right now on 50 either way. And we're good from that point. And again, over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Less wind and temperatures a little bit warmer. Definitely warming up on Saturday and then tracking our next weather maker with rain rolling in Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, assuming a comeback year by Tyler O'Neill, the Orioles outfield is set. Taylor Ward in left, Colton Cowser in center, and O'Neill in right. The Orioles are hoping that Leody Taveras is this year's Ramon Laureano. So where does that leave Dylan Beavers? Manager Craig Albernez on the 24-year-old.
For Dylan to have that instant success, like, yeah, it gives him a lot of confidence. But with Dylan, the type of person he is, that's not... He doesn't feel that way. Like, he feels like he still has to work and get better, and that's a testament to who he is. And, you know,
Beavers ended up batting 65 points better than Sam Basayo last season. Meanwhile, rumblings in Owings Mills, Cleveland, and New York about the future of Tyler Linderbaum. The Ravens center is a free agent, and not only is he a John Harbaugh favorite, he's also coveted by Browns head coach Todd Monken. Here's Linderbaum in the locker room after the Ravens' season-ending loss to the Steelers on his future.
Yeah, take some time off, and then worry about that at a later time.
And then a little bit later in the locker room, he was asked point blank.
Do you want to be back here?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a story that is to be continued. Big early season college lacrosse tilt tonight in upstate New York, pitting the nation's number one team against number two. Talking about top-ranked Maryland, number two Syracuse, 6 p.m. on the ACC Network. The Terps lead the all-time series 16-6. The last time they met was last year in the NCAA semis. The Terps coming out on top about 14-8. When you think of pickleball, you think of a civil sport, a bunch of old people like me running around just trying to keep in shape, but not in Volusia County, Florida, apparently, where a couple was arrested after the two were allegedly involved in a fight over pickleball that included about 20 people. Authorities have arrested Anthony Sapienza and his girlfriend, actually his wife now, Julianne Sapienza. Police said the fight happened Sunday at the Spruce Creek Country Club, where the Sapienzas physically assaulted the team they were playing against. Sapienza faces charges of aggravated battery, causing bodily harm, and two counts of battery on a person 65 years or older. Happy birthday today to someone who's been reviled here in the past, but hopefully time heals all wounds. Talking about college hoop coaching legend Mike Krzyzewski, five-time NCAA national champion at Duke, Coach K turned 79 years old today. And on this date in football history, we take you back 89 years to the day, February 13th, 1937. The then Boston Redskins get approval from the NFL to relocate to Washington and set up shop at the old Griffith Stadium. And it was on this day in 1976, the former Baltimore resident, Dorothy Hamill, then just 19 years of age, clinched the women's figure skating gold medal at the Winter Olympics in Innsbruck, Austria. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week in Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey, 37:23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time once again to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican of Baltimore County. Good morning, Delegate.
Hey, Sean, good morning. And, of course, a happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Sort of appropriate for the General Insane Asylum.
Yeah, appropriate for the General Assembly, isn't it? Every day is Friday the 13th here.
So then this week, you know, we saw a kind of a contradiction. He was talking about a contradiction of the Maryland flag. The governor kind of, you know, ratcheting things down a little bit, and the State of the State address wasn't as, you know, as hostile towards Trump. Of course, Governor more than appeared on the Don Lemon podcast, implying he's a racist. And we've heard Trump saying the governor is they referred to him as the foul mouth governor of the state of Maryland. Where do you think this goes next?
Yeah, I remember that clip. I think he was at Pimlico where he was screaming at the president of the United States using, I think he may have used the F word. I forget what he said, but the governor, I mean, playing the race card here after being disinvited from that National Governors Association dinner, despite, of course, he disinvited a white governor in Colorado also. But it's a shame. The race card has to stop. Governor Moore, he has an obsession with running for president. We know that. But it's these partisan attacks on Trump. Again, that foul mouth directed at Trump, that Trump pointed out in the tweet. You know, the state of Maryland is sending, and we can talk about this a little bit later, hopefully, but they're sending an emergency bill to the governor's desk to not cooperate with ICE and the federal government. That's a direct shot at President Trump. Maryland is constantly suing the Trump administration because of Anthony Brown and the governor. And, you know, a constant refusal to work constructively with the president is why we're in a situation where Maryland's been pushed to the sidelines. That's why the president disinvited him. It has nothing to do with race in any way. And that just further divides. It happens in Annapolis all the time. We could be talking about why is the sky blue and somehow racism gets brought up. It's ridiculous. It happens all the time. It's really about the problem here, Sean, with Governor Moore is failed leadership and political self-promotion being more important than having a governor who actually works on fixing crime and infrastructure and results and not an audition for higher office. Because we have real problems, as we know, in this state, and he's failing to lead. And yes, he didn't go extremely hard on President Trump during the State of the Union. However, he did blame President Trump again, and he blamed Washington on some of the problems that Maryland has. And what I find just the incredible part about blaming Trump when you look at all this and blaming federal policies. Since my time in the legislature, I've been in eight sessions, that is 8 years of politics, and it goes on before the 8 years I arrived, but there are the policies that Democrats have pushed, the supermajority, have led to Maryland's stagnant economy. We have some of the highest taxes, some of the most expensive utility costs, we know that, in the entire country. This is one of the hardest places to start a business in the country. It is one of the most expensive places to retire. We have structural budget deficits. They've been raiding the, now we still have, don't get me wrong, we have money in there, but they're raiding the rainy day fund to pay bills. They just signed 287G and sent it to the governor's desk to let illegal aliens run wild. These economic and public safety policies and challenges across Maryland are a result of at least 8 years, but many more, of Democrat policies, but 8 years of a supermajority. I cannot stand it when I hear him sitting there in the state of the state blaming the president, who's been in there for 1 year, for problems that this state faces.
Yeah, you raised 287G. That bill goes to the governor's desk today. If he signs it, and he is expected to sign it, it becomes law immediately, because it was filed as passed as an emergency bill, as you know. But we can look to the Minnesota model right now. There's a right way and a wrong way to do this. And Minnesota started off the wrong way, unfortunately led to the deaths of two individuals because they would not cooperate with ICE agents and the federal government by, you know, handing over criminal illegals in jail cells. And now, yesterday, Tom Holman announced the end of the surge and says the reason why they're ending is because they're now cooperating, and they're cooperating with ICE, and they're handing over the criminals in the jails. And here in Maryland, we seem to want to go in the opposite direction. Apparently, they're not paying attention to the news.
Sean, that is an excellent point. It was raised a number of times. I also raised it yesterday on the House floor. I spoke for a minute or two on this. The cooperation, it's a, here's the irony as well, Sean. The bill before dealt with expanding the bond borrowing capabilities for the MDTA because of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So they're all, they said we need to do this so we can be reimbursed by the federal government. In other words, we're perfectly fine. We love working with the federal government if it involves us paying our bills and using the federal government's money to do so. And the very next bill was this emergency 287G bill. We're not working with the federal government because the federal government are nothing more but going around and locking up people for getting a traffic ticket, when we know in Maryland more than anywhere that they've been arresting illegal aliens, sex offenders, violent illegal aliens, walking, roaming the streets, invading the streets of Maryland, and they don't want to work together. Like Tom Homan, like you just said, a great patriot, doing a great job. Tom Homan just came out and said, since the cooperation with law enforcement and the politicians, some of the politicians, not all of them, but that cooperation has led to safer streets in Minnesota. They're doing the job, and it's working. And the state of Maryland says, well, this is Maryland, not Minnesota.
8:43. Oh, could be Minnesota real fast. 8:43. Traffic, weather on the threes. More with Delegate Mangione on the house in just a moment. Buddha Johnson is here with the latest on traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a late wreck. We haven't seen it yet, but I'm seeing the impact now for the Beltway traffic coming up from the BW Parkway and working your way up towards Hollins Ferry Road and the bridge where 895 crosses the Beltway. And I think I heard the initial report say one vehicle may be on its side. So we're getting an impact already. If you're coming up the Beltway from Camp Meade Road, you're coming up from I-97, you're eventually heading up the Beltway towards Washington Boulevard and I-95. An impact there. We'll try to get some more information. Equipment is still arriving in the area, and there could be a little rubbernecking as well, even on the outer loop side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day today. Still in the 20s, and it'll be a little warmer today, 40. It won't be as windy, which will drag that temperature down. Tomorrow, even nicer, sunny, partly sunny, 50, and then some rain on Sunday. Right now, it's sunny and 26 in Columbia, 28 in Annapolis. And Delegate Nina Maggioni's on our Newsmaker Hotline as we go on the house every Friday morning here on KC and Company. You know, the governor.
Can I make one last point here, Sean, about this 287G? Because I want to highlight this. This awful bill is falsely being labeled an emergency bill. So the listening audience should understand what this means. Emergency bills go into effect immediately if the governor signs it, which we know he will. That is rare. It doesn't happen normally throughout the session. So think about that. The priority emergency in the legislation for the state of Maryland, what the Maryland Democrats have done here is they're disregarding all the safety of Marylanders. This bill, it is an invitation for more violent illegal aliens. Think about this. The Maryland legislature, once again, letting Maryland families down, putting communities at risk, and making this an emergency priority bill. It's ridiculous. Again, once again, pain. The victims of violent illegals are watching this happen and thinking, the families of Kayla Hamilton, all of them that are just sitting there thinking, how and why, after our stories, our tears have been shed. We know it's all, the ICE agents in Baltimore have constant, repeated stories of sex offenders, and yet the emergency here is no cooperation with ICE. We're not going to work together to get these violent illegals off our streets. It's really just terrible legislation.
Speaking of which, the governor signed the Maryland Transparency Act in his term, and he's now, to my calculated opinion, the least transparent governor we've ever had. And didn't he also promise, I think they were looking into the Social Services Administration over the repeated audits of they've had failure after failure, and we've had deaths. You mentioned yesterday in a foster care hearing the death of Kanaya Ward, and yet he promised an investigation, and he was going to make that public. We haven't seen anything yet, and it's been over a month.
Yes, the governor, Governor Moore's promise, openness and accountability. We hear it all the time, but here's the truth, Sean. When questions get tough, the governor and his team, they disappear. I mean, you're right. We're talking about serious scandals under his watch. For example, the SNAP scandal, they sent an investigation. We haven't heard anything there. And that's very serious accusations to avoid these federal penalties. I mean, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars there. You have the, DHS billed taxpayer, the individual that for the massages, what was it, $400? I mean, if an individual used tax dollars for massages, they should be fired. And the governor would win points with the taxpayer if he held people accountable for that. You said DHS. Let's look back. DHS and the audits, we found out that background checks were leaving sex offenders, or the lack of background checks, led to sex offenders in homes with children. Juvenile Services had this convicted assailant to work with kids. The State Highway Administration, still not hearing anything about the $360 million in unauthorized spending there. So you're right. Governor Moore, well, he's asking these things. We hear nothing, just the smiles. He talks. He promises openness and transparency. Well, Marylanders are left without answers all of the time, without accountability. I'd come back to the very beginning of what I was saying earlier. This isn't leadership. It's not transparency. It's mismanagement. Yesterday, they need to get that report. I did ask the DHS about how Kanaya Ward, a 16-year-old girl, she was struggling with suicidal thoughts, mental health, behavioral health issues, and how somebody like that was allowed in a hotel room while they were let out from the facility, how they were in a hotel room with one person monitoring her who was on staff for 50 hours, by the way. And, it's all, we're sorry. And I understand that everybody's sorry. It's a terrible tragedy. But, my God, no accountability. So Marylanders deserve better, and a governor who's, not running for president but running the state of Maryland.
Yeah, finally got about a minute left. And your thoughts on this attempt now to change the auto charging of juveniles, which right now, of course, they're charged as adults. And then you factor out if they're, the crime is an adult crime or a juvenile crime. They want to change that to automatically charge them as juveniles. What are your thoughts on that?
In this committee, if they're pushing this bill, it would stop prosecutors from charging 14-year-olds as adults, even in homicide cases, an example of how terrible this bill is. In murder cases, the default would be juvenile court. And under this proposal, Sean, only 16 and 17-year-olds accused of crimes that carry life sentences couldn't even be tried as adults. So everything else, kidnapping, very serious charges, gun charges, possession of a machine gun, would start in the juvenile court. Instead of allowing these prosecutors to make the call, you would have the judges of whether it goes up to adult court. And they're talking about how it's for the rehabilitation of kids. And we certainly want kids, or juveniles, I should say, to be rehabbed for some of these minor crimes. But even for the more violent crimes, okay, they can be rehabbed after they spend a long time in prison, is my take on this. Because, and it's not just me that thinks that this is a bad bill. You have 24, I believe it was reported, of Maryland's elected state's attorneys oppose it. That is Republican and Democrat across the board. Every single one, is my understanding, opposed this. And they're worried that the juvenile system doesn't have the capacity nor the accountability for these violent offenders. And, of course, the Attorney General was up there yesterday, Anthony Brown, supporting the bill. I have very little faith in the DJS secretary because she was up there touting how great this bill is. So that tells you all you need to know.
Indeed.
About where she stands. And we already have examples of teens convicted of very violent crimes being released back in the community in even under a year. So they want to expand that. It's another bill I will be voting against. Families are worried. We've all been worried and seen countless stories of juveniles committing very violent crimes across the entire state. And now Annapolis, here they are, doubling down on an assault on crime policy.
Very good, Delegate, and we all know how well that works out with the DJS. They've really have run a clean operation there. Not.
Yeah.
On the House with Delegate Nino Mangione.
Thank you, Sean.
We'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. All right, thank you, Delegate Mangione. 852, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Final report of the morning with Buddha Johnson.
All right, so the inner loop now at the BW Parkway and then heading up to Hollins Ferry Road, whatever that was, has cleared itself. There was a report of a wreck up in that area near the bridge at 895. Just watching the traffic now coming up from 295 through that area. Much better now through there. Then I was just kind of looking around the Beltway and spotted a slowdown that was really bogged down there for a minute on the inner loop at Greenspring. So there may have been something there just temporarily. It's picking up speed again now. So if you're going east from Park Heights Avenue and through that area, it looks like it's going to improve itself now. The next 5 minutes or so, we should be back to normal. Completely clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. One late accident over near the city-county line at North Point Road at Quad Avenue over on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A chilly start, warming up a little bit later on, partly sunny. 40 today. It's 27 in Middle River, 27 in Glen Burnie. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are doing A-OK.
Well, that's great to hear. Today, we are going to talk about the SAVE Act again. I missed Johnny Olszewski, the congressman of the 2nd District. I missed his comments about the SAVE Act. I had no idea that you could somehow tie this to gun control. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. I've got some audio to play. We're going to do that right as we get into the show at 9 o'clock. It's a very interesting correlation.
He's had a remarkably quiet term.
Oh, yes.
Johnny Zero.
Well, he's very focused also on the Epstein files. Right. Yeah, okay. And so we'll talk about some of the files and the new names that have popped up there as well. And then, of course, the crazy case of the Nancy Guthrie abduction. This continues. The saga continues. I wonder, Sean, do you feel as though the sheriff there in Pima County. Do you feel as though he did everything that he could?
I don't think he has done it. I think he's made a lot of mistakes. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, when I found out about the glove in the house with possible DNA.
The early release of the crime scene, not once but twice. It's almost
the
like Keystone Cops.
That they didn't find until a week later. I mean, the whole thing is like bizarre.
In a kidnapping case, time is of the essence. That's why cases go cold, because they botch processing stuff. And then he's not giving the FBI access to some of the evidence. It's a little
sketchy. Do you think he could be woke, like a woke sheriff?
He could be.
I'm starting to wonder if he just doesn't want to cooperate with, Trump's FBI.
Right.
Anyways, we'll talk about that in the latest updates there. And then also, D.C. United could come to Baltimore. Do you think that we should have a soccer field here in Baltimore? Do
you
think
you mean to relocate? Or
No. Brandon Scott, he says, there's going to be more D.C. United Soccer Day, which is March 7th. They're going to utilize, M&T Bank Stadium. But he wants to build an entire soccer field. He believes this is a sports town. We've got football. We've got baseball. And he believes that we have lots of people that love soccer here in Baltimore.
Well,
and it could cost $190 million.
If you can build a $160,000 SUV... Anything is possible.
That's true, right? Who cares about money? Whether we have it or not, just do it. All that more code up next.
All right, Kim, we'll be tuned in right after the 9 o'clock news. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, there's a Wisconsin grandmother. Her name is Frances Dahlke. She flew on a plane for the very first time at the age of 88. And the only reason why she did was because it was piloted by her grandson, Alex Shoup, on a flight to Chicago. Here's 88-year-old Frances and her grandson talking about this fun milestone.
I'll fly when Alex gets his pilot license.
As an airline employee, you do get these flight benefits. I was able to throw her name on the list and then put her on the standby list.
The sensation, and of course watching the clouds out if there's any out there.
It's very, very nice. I felt like a spoiled celebrity.
That's a warm moment. Brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Don't forget, tonight, the DHS funding bill, which failed in the Senate last night ahead of the shutdown deadline, there's going to be another shutdown. And the reason why there's going to be another shutdown, Democrats want it to affect the Trump economy. It took a point and a half off the GDP last time they did it, and they saw what success they had. They're trying to do everything they can to stall the Trump economy as you head into midterms. That's the reason why they will shut down tonight. The ICE thing is just a smokescreen, folks. Take it to the bank. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and ventilation and air conditioning. Tim does great work, of course. Electrical, one of the best for interior, exterior work, wiring, landscaping, if you need that. Any kind of switchboard, or, if you've got a ceiling fan, you name it. But they also work on HVAC units as well. Right now, I'd focus on getting through the rest of the winter with your heating system. If it's chugging along, not working properly, call Tim. They'll come out. They'll schedule a maintenance inspection. You should do this twice a year, really, in the fall for the winter and in the spring for the summer, because that's when we have the extreme temperatures. And the best way to do that, call Tim today. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you can log online, timkylecompany.com. They've helped me out on numerous occasions. They will do the same for you with that same commitment to service and excellence. I want you to have a great weekend. We're back Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.